Telling Fortunes by Cards, Muhammad Ali. Listen to and download free AI-generated audiobooks at 3ords.com. The Project Gutenberg ebook of Telling Fortunes by Cards. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg license included with this ebook or online. www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. Title: Telling Fortunes by Cards, A Symposium of the Several Ancient and Modern Methods as Practiced by Arab Seers and Sibyls and the Romani Gypsies. Author: Muhammad Ali. Editor: Carlton B. Case. Release date: February 4, 2013. Ebook 42008. Most recently updated: October 23, 2024. Language: English. Other information and formats: www.gutenberg.org/ebooks/42008. Credits: produced by Chris Curno and the online distributed proofreading team at http://www.pgdp.net. This file was produced from images generously made available by the Internet Archive. Asterisk start of the project GUTNBRGEBOOK telling FORTUNES BY CARDS. Telling FORTUNES by CARDS. A Symposium of the Several Ancient and Modern Methods as Practiced by Arab Seers and Sibyls, and the Romani Gypsies, with plain EXAMPLES and simple instructions to enable anyone to acquire the art with ease, gathered from authentic sources by Muhammad Ali. Edited by CARLETON B. Case. New York, Shrewsbury Publishing Co., Publishers, Copyright 1914 by Charles SHREWSBURY. Contents page: The Story of Josephine. 5. Researching Gypsy Lore. 7. How to Acquire the Art. 9. Cards to be Used. 9. The Consultant Card. 10. The Ancient Oracle. 12. Method A. 17. Modern Use of 52 Cards. 20. Method B. 28. Method C. 28. Method D. 30. Method E. 31. Method F. The Star. 32. Method G. A Shorter Star. 32. Method H. 33. Method I. 33. Method J. 34. Method K. 35. Method L. 37. Method M. 38. The Preferred Oracle with 32 Cards. 40. Dictionary of Primary Definitions. 42. Dictionary of Secondary Definitions. 49. Groups of Cards. 93. Combinations of Two Cards. 96. A Word of Advice. 101. Special Note. 101. Dealing the cards by threes. 102. Dealing the cards by fives. 109. Dealing the cards by sevens. 111. Dealing by 15s. 113. The 21 card method. 117. The way to tell a fortune. 122. The Italian method. 126. The Florence mode. 131. Past, present, and future. 133. The matrimonial oracle. 136. The star method. 140. Shorter star method. 142. Wishes. 143. Wish number I. 143. Wish number II. 144. Wish no. III. 146. Wish no. IV. 146. Wish no. V. 147. Wish no. VI. 150. Curious games with cards. 154. Lovers' hearts. 154. Love's lottery. 154. Matrimony. 155. Cupid's pastime. 155. Wedding bells. 157. Marriage Questions. 158. Telling Fortunes by Cards. The art of telling fortunes by cards, known professionally as cardomancy, has been practiced for centuries in our day and generation. Divination by cards is chiefly employed for amusement and pastime, for the entertainment of one's self or one's company, or at church fairs, charity bazaars, and the like. But in the days of the ancients, it was practiced by prophets and sibyls as a serious business, and so accepted by all, from king to peasant. Certainly there were some remarkable coincidences, to call them by no other name, in the fulfillment of many cardomantic divinations of which history maintains a record. To cite but one, the story of Josephine, Empress of the French. Josephine Tascher de la Pagerie, while in her native land of Martinique, had been approached by an aged negress who astonished her through declaring to her, "You will ascend upon the loftiest throne in the world." Always treasuring the memory of this prediction, Josephine, when the widow of Jean Beauharnais, during the bitter days of the Reign of Terror, was induced to consult a distinguished seeress of the Faubourg Saint-Germain, who relied upon cardomancy as a means for elucidating the mysteries of the past, present, and future. although her visitor was disguised. As a waiting woman, the seeress, through a simple resort to her pack of cards, read most correctly the entire past existence of her consultant. Then, by the same means, she laid bare the gloomy picture of Josephine's present situation, how the prison doors of the Luxembourg stood ready to receive her, how the guillotine thirsted for her life's blood, how nevertheless she would be saved from all these impending dangers through intercession of a young soldier, to her at the time personally a stranger. Subsequently, by a fresh appeal to her cards, the seeress threw aside the veil obscuring Josephine's future destiny, predicting her marriage, the onward march of her husband towards fame and power, until finally, after a studious observation of the cards, the Cartomantian announced to her skeptical consultant that on a given day, within the cathedral church of Notre Dame, the unknown man she was destined to marry would place upon her head an imperial diadem, and furthermore that she would be hailed in the presence of the highest ecclesiastical potentate on earth as Empress of the French, and as such would be respected until her death. The remarkably rapid and literal fulfillment of the predictions made by a professional seeress to an unknown lady to whom she promised the most exalted of mortal positions not only astonished the crowd of courtiers, wonder-stricken at realization of this indisputable and well-authenticated augury of miraculous events, but elicited the attention of men of intellect and of science, hundreds of whom visited the remarkable prophetess and in every instance testified to the accuracy of her predictions, although at a loss to comprehend the source from whence she attained apparently superhuman knowledge. It appeared wonderful to these men of science that the mere combination of a series of cards, which they had been accustomed to look upon as a mere species of diversion, could be employed as well to read the past as to penetrate the mysteries of the future. Still, they were compelled, in an elaborate report made to the emperor, whose comprehensive mind yearned after explanation of all secrets, mental as well as physical, to state that, while unable to account for the cause for this prophetic knowledge, there could be no rational doubt of its existence. Researching gypsy lore, this present treatise on the subject of divination by cards is a gathering together in handy form of the best authenticated methods of its ancient practice, as handed down from the Romany gypsies and the seeresses that antedate them. As different nations and different times had their varying interpretations of the values of the cards and separate and distinct methods of laying the cards for readings, as well as fundamental differences in their interpretations of the many possible combinations of the various cards, we have decided to lay before you in this work a complete symposium of each, that the reader and student of the art may see before him all the approved methods of the past and choose intelligently that which best pleases or suits his convenience, all the old and many of the recent authors that have been consulted in the preparation of this book have been found to insist that divination through playing cards is to be relied upon as a truthful exposition of the past and future and a veritable portent of the future. They desire to be taken seriously. The present editor has no desire to detract from this position if it be a fact, nor does he know that it is not a fact. His part in this work is that of editor and their ends. Here he presents you with the results of centuries of effort on the part of those who profess to believe sincerely in what they practice and teach, and leaves the reader to place as much or as little credence in the truthfulness of their divinations as he chooses. Certainly there is a wonderful fascination in the mastering of cartomancy, in the being able to tell fortunes by the chance falling of the cards into this or that position, and in knowing what each card and grouping is believed to signify in their relations to the person consulting how to acquire the art. The would-be adept is advised to study in detail every word in this book as he would any other lesson he desired to master. Learn the various methods of dealing and of reading the layout. Consult the several interpretations of the meanings and learn to apply them first in reading your own fortune and later that of friends, this only after you have memorized many of the meanings and acquired a degree of fluency in elaborating the talk or patter that goes with a successful reading. No prophet or seer ever professed that divination by cards is a natural gift. It is universally recognized as being solely the result of study and practice, and can be mastered by anyone who has this book and gives the subject a little thought and sufficient experimental, practical test to acquire proficiency. Cards to be used in telling fortunes, while any ordinary pack of playing cards sold in the usual stores can be used, it is best to secure If possible, a pack whose face cards have only a single head, inasmuch as when in dealing cards come out reverse, they bear a different signification, in some cases, than when upright. When, however, the usual double-headed cards are used, it is only necessary to make a distinctive mark on the top end of the faces of certain ones to secure the same result as though the special fortune-telling pack were employed. This mark may be a simple dot or cross with pencil or pen and should be made at one end of the card only, which will then become the top of the card in all cases, and cards coming out in the deal with this mark at their tops will be considered as upright, and with the marked end down as reversed. The only cards that need to be thus distinguished are the face cards of each suit, the ace, eight, nine, and 10 of diamonds. The spot cards below the seven in any suit are in most cases not used. Where they are employed, their reversal has no significance. The top of the seven of diamonds and the other suits is considered to be the end that has the extra central pip. Spot cards of the three suits other than diamonds usually require no mark to determine their top or bottom. The handles of all spades and clubs and the sharp points of all hearts point downward when those cards are upright. Hence, when they point upward, the cards are considered as reversed. If, however, any other cards than those here mentioned are so printed as to make it difficult to distinguish the top from the base, you should mark them at the top. The one special card, the consultant, in some of the methods of fortune-telling by cards, it is essential to have a special card as the representative of the party seeking the response of the oracle. This is commonly called the consultant. If there is a joker in your pack, or an extra blank card, as is the case in many packs, use one of them as the consultant, marking this card to show which is its top, as its reversal has its own signification. If there is neither joker nor blank card, use the discarded deuce of either suit in the pack with a mark at its top end. The ancient oracle, various meanings have been ascribed to the individual cards in different countries and times, several lists of which, and they the known standards of the art, are given throughout this book. The first list of interpretations that we present is from a very ancient work, first published in 1600 or a little later. This, it will be noticed, defines the entire 52 cards of the pack and has no separate signification for any card being upright or reversed. In either position, the card's meanings are the same. Suit values are as follows: clubs lead and mostly portend happiness and good business arrangements, and no matter how numerous or how accompanied by cards of other suits, are seldom considered as bearers of other than the very best augury. Next comes hearts, which are usually taken to signify lovemaking, invitations, and good friends, diamonds, money, and spades, annoyances, sickness or worry, sometimes loss of money, clubs, ace, great wealth, much prosperity and tranquility of mind, king, a man who is humane, upright, and affectionate, faithful in all his undertakings. He will be happy himself and make everyone around him so, queen, a tender, mild, and rather susceptible woman who will be very attractive to the opposite sex, jack, an open, sincere, and good friend who will exert himself warmly in your welfare, 10, speedy wealth, 9, obstinacy and disagreeables connected therewith, 8, a covetous person, extremely fond of money, that he will obtain it but not make a proper use of it, 7, the most brilliant fortune and the most exquisite bliss this world can afford, but beware of the opposite sex, from these alone can misfortune be experienced, 6, a lucrative partnership, 5, marriage to a person who will improve your circumstances, 4, inconstancy and change, 3, wealthy marriages, deuce, opposition or disappointment, diamonds, ace, a letter, king, a man of fiery temper, continued anger, seeking revenge and obstinate in his resolutions, queen, a coquette and fond of company, jack, however nearly related, will look more to his own interest than yours, will be tenacious in his own opinions and fly off if contradicted, 10, a country husband or wife with wealth and many children, also a purse of gold, 9, a surprise about money, 8, unhappy marriage late in life, 7, waste of goods and losses, 6, an early marriage and widowhood, but a second marriage would probably be worse, 5, success in enterprises, if married, good children, 4, vexation and annoyance, Trey, quarrels, lawsuits, and domestic disagreements. Your partner for life will be a vixen, bad-tempered, and make you unhappy. Deuce. Your heart will be engaged in love at an early period, but you will meet with great opposition. Hearts. Ace, feasting and pleasure, and is also the house. If attended with spades, it is quarreling. If by hearts, friendship and affection. If by diamonds, you will hear of an absent friend. If by clubs, merrymaking and rejoicing. King, a man of good-natured disposition, hot and hasty, rash in his undertakings, and very amorous. Queen, a woman of fair complexion, faithful and affectionate. Jack, a person of no particular sex, but always the dearest friend or nearest relation of the consulting party. It is said that you must pay great attention to the cards that stand next to the Jack, as from them alone you are supposed to judge whether the person it represents will be favorable to your inclinations or not. 10. A good heart, it is supposed to correct the bad tidings of the cards that stand next it. If its neighboring cards are of good report, it is supposed to confirm their value. 9. Wealth, grandeur, and high esteem, if cards that are unfavorable stand near it, disappointments, and the reverse. If favorable cards follow, these last at a small distance, you will retrieve your losses, whether of peace or goods. 8. Drinking and feasting. 7. A fickle and unfaithful person. 6. A generous, open, and credulous disposition, easily imposed on but the friend of the distressed. 5. A wavering and unsettled disposition. 4. The person will not be married till quite late in life, which will proceed from too great a delicacy in making a choice. Tray, your own imprudence will greatly contribute to your experiencing much ill will from others. Deuce, extraordinary good future and success, though if unfavorable cards attend this will be a long time delayed. Spades, ace has to do with love affairs generally. Death when the card is upside down. King, a man ambitious and successful at court, or with a great man who will befriend him, but let him beware of a reverse. Queen, a woman who will be corrupted by the rich of both sexes. Also a widow. Jack, a person who, although he has your interest at heart, will be too indolent to pursue it. 10 is supposed to be a card of bad import, and in a great measure to counteract the good effects of the cards near it. 9 is professed to be the worst card of the pack. Dangerous sickness, total loss of fortune and calamities, also endless discussion in your family. 8 opposition from your friends. If this card comes out close to you, leave your plan and follow another. 7 loss of a valuable friend whose death will plunge you in very great distress. 6 very little interpretation of your success. 5 good luck in the choice of your companion for life who will be fond of you. Bad temper and interference. 4 sickness. Tray, good fortune in marriage and inconstant partner, and that you will be made unhappy thereby. Deuce, a death or disagreeable removal. Method A, using 52 cards and the foregoing interpretations. Take a pack of 52 cards and shuffle them 3 times well over and making the significator. Whichever queen you please, if a lady performs the operation for herself, or king, if a gentleman, then proceed to lay them on the table, 9 in a row, and wherever the operator finds himself placed, count 9 cards every way, not forgetting the said significator. Then it will be seen what card the significator comes in company with, and read from that. When several diamonds come together, the interpretation is that some money will soon be received, several hearts, love, several clubs, drink, and noisy, troublesome company, several spades, trouble and vexation. If 2 red tens come next to the significator, marriage or prosperity, the ace of hearts is the house, the ace of clubs a letter, the ace of spades death, spite or quarreling, for this is supposed to be the worst card in the pack. The 10 of diamonds a journey, the 3 of hearts a salute, the 3 of spades tears, the 10 of spades sickness, the 9 of spades sad disappointment or trouble. To the 9 of clubs is ascribed a jovial entertainment or reveling, the 9 of hearts feasting, the 10 of clubs traveling by water, the 10 of hearts some place of amusement, the 5 of hearts a present, the 5 of clubs a bundle, the 6 of spades a child, the 7 of spades a removal, the 3 of clubs fighting, the 8 of clubs confusion, the 8 of spades a roadway, the 4 of clubs a strange bed, the 9 of diamonds business, the 5 of spades a surprise, the 2 red eights new clothes, the 3 of diamonds speaking with a friend, the 4 of spades a sick bed, the 7 of clubs a prison, the 2 of spades a false friend, the 4 of hearts the marriage bed. If a married lady doth lay the cards, she must then make her husband the king of the same suit she is queen of, but if a single lady, she must make her lover what king she may think proper. The jacks of the same suits are supposed to be men's thoughts, so that they may know what they are thinking of, counting 9 cards from where they are placed, and it is said if any lady should wish to know whether she shall obtain her desires in any particular subject, matter, or thing whatsoever, let her shuffle the cards well, most seriously and earnestly wishing all the time for one thing, she must then cut them once, particularly observing at the same time what card that is which she cuts, then shuffle them and deal them out in 3 parcels, and if that said particular card which she has cut doth come next herself, or next the ace of hearts, it is taken that she will have her wish, but if the 9 of spades is next to her, she judges the contrary, as that is supposed to be a disappointment, however she may try it 3 times, taking the major number of testimonies as a ground whereon to place her judgment. This method of using the cards is both innocent and will afford amusement. Modern use of 52 cards. Here we present the more modern adaptation of the entire pack of 52 cards to the fortune tellers. Use. As the meanings differ materially from the ancient list just given, another complete list and several combinations are presented. In the modern usage, diamonds take precedence and are considered to mean money, riches, and success. Hearts next, love affairs, friendship, amusement and pleasure, clubs, business matters, weather, investments, appointments, or settlements. Spades, losses or grief, trouble and anxiety, sometimes sickness and death. The various combinations are supposed to either accelerate or mitigate the several meanings. For instance, the Ace of Diamonds coming with the Ace of Spades, a railway journey, the Nine of Spades, usually taken to be a bad card, but coming with diamonds, speedy good luck, etc. Diamonds, ace, an offer or a ring, king, a fair man, a military man or a diplomatist, queen, a fair woman, fond of pleasure and amusement, jack, the thoughts of either king or queen, 10, a legacy or property. 9, a good surprise about money, 8, meetings about money matters, 7, a check or paper money, sometimes scandal, 6, an offer of some kind, generally to do with money matters, 5, supposed to be the best card in the pack, health, wealth and happiness, 4, a short journey, 3, time within 3 to 4 weeks, 2, a secret or something unexpected, hearts, ace, the house, king, a rather fair man in society, sometimes a sailor, queen, a fair woman in society, but kind and good-natured. Jack, thoughts of either king or queen. 10, an entertainment or festivity. 9, great happiness and the wish card. 8, lovemaking or friendship. 7, a puzzle or indecision, doubt. 6, love affairs, sometimes an offer. 5, marriage, sometimes a new admirer. 4, a small invitation, such as a dinner or evening. Party, 3, time within a week. 2, kisses or trifling present, clubs, ace, a letter. King, a clever dark man, often a professional man or in business. Queen, a clever, amusing woman, sometimes a little satirical. Jack, thoughts of king or queen. 10, a new appointment, investment or settlement. 9, relates to documents, papers, often a will. 8, a journey by road or vehicle. 7, a warning or unprofitable business. 6, a very poor business offer or else money borrowed. 5, news either from the country or someone coming therefrom. 4, a journey by land on business. 3, time, 3 to 4 months, 2, a good friend, in some cases, a slight disappointment, spades, ace, spite, death, or worry, sometimes a large town. King, a lawyer, widower, or old man, a very dark man, queen, a very dark woman, a widow, a spiteful, malicious woman, jack, thoughts of king or queen, 10, at nighttime, imprisonment, 9, supposed to be a very bad card, grief, suffering, malice, and with other black cards, death, 8, across water, sometimes treachery, 7, poverty, anxiety, and annoyance, 6, delay or a bad character, 5, temper, anger and quarrels, 4, sickness, sometimes a journey caused through sickness, 3, by the water or a very short journey across water, 2, tears and vexation, sometimes a removal. The following is a resume of most of the cards and some curious combinations. 4, aces, honors, dignities, rise in society or money, friendship with the great. But if all 4 are reversed, the contrary, debt, bankruptcy, ruin and even disgrace, therefore it is to be noticed particularly how they lie before reading the cards. 4, kings, great good luck, unexpected advancement, good and unlooked for fortune. 4, queens, society, pleasure, amusements. 4, jacks, thoughts of either king or queen of each suit, friendly gathering. 4, tens, great gain, legacies, happiness. 4, nines, unexpected and sudden news. If 2, blacks together, not pleasant. If 2, reds, excellent. 4, eights, new appointments, sometimes new associations. 2, black eights together, mourning. 2, reds, wedding garments. 4, sevens, intrigues, scandal, opposition, and variance. 4, sixes, a great surprise or change. 2, black ones together, vexations. 2, red ones, good. 4, fives, a long and beneficial voyage, money, happiness, and health. If 2 blacks are near, vexation first. 4, fours, a birth. 2 blacks together, a male, 2 reds, a female. 4, threes, period of time from 6 to 12 months, sometimes gain or money returned. 4, twos, visitors, 2 blacks together, disagreeable, 2 reds, pleasant, and sometimes lovemaking. 3, aces, great good luck. 3, kings, a new friend or acquaintance who will advance you in life. 3, queens, quarrels, disputes, backbiting. 3, jacks, a lawsuit or treachery. 3, tens, a rise in social life, but not necessarily happiness with it. 3, nines, a good removal, unless accompanied by very bad cards. 3, eights, love, dreams, and longing for the unattainable, but often wishes or desires postponed, in some cases, fresh engagements, but a little worry in obtaining them. 3, sevens, losses of friendship or property, reversed, you will never recover your goods. 3, sixes, a very large and brilliant entertainment. If the two black ones come together, disgrace or scandal. 3 fives, a delightful and happy meeting with absent friends. 3 fours, strangers or visitors coming to the house from a journey. 3 threes, slight annoyances or vexation caused by malicious tongues. 3 twos, a good and staunch friend, but one who will grieve you by a queer temper. 2 aces, strange news quick and speedy often. Good luck. 2 blacks, a telegram. 2 reds, a pleasant invitation. 2 kings, a partnership or friendship. 2 queens, a good female friend. 2 jacks, unpleasantness, sometimes only thoughts of people. 2 tens, change of residence or profession. 2 nines, a good removal, sometimes business, projects or documents in many cases relating to a will. 2 eights, an extraordinary occurrence. 2 sevens, sometimes sudden and unexpected. 2 blacks, great treachery, especially if reversed. 2 sixes, a good friend. 2 blacks, a nasty, deceitful person or a great danger, possibly an accident. 2 black fives, danger from falls or possibly by water. 2 red fives, joyful and unexpected news. 2 black fours, separation or unfriendly meetings. 2 red fours, good appointments or good luck. 2 red threes, pleasant and profitable visitors and friends. 2 black threes, disappointment and tears. 2 black twos, a departure. 2 red twos, an arrival. The ace, 9, 10, and 7 of spades, divorce. 7 and 9 of spades, separation. 8 of spades and 7 of clubs, prison or confinement. 6 and 4 of spades, sickness and danger. 8 and 5 of spades, malignity caused by jealousy. 6 and 7 of spades, treachery, scandal, vexation. 7 and 2 of spades, tears caused by unfounded reports, often a false friend. 9 and 6 of spades, a bitter and implacable enemy. If good cards follow, you will overcome, but if bad ones, he or she will triumph. 3 and 2 of spades, a short and not agreeable journey. 7 of hearts and 3 of spades, a journey and a strange adventure thereon. 7, 6, and 5 of spades, thieves or danger of robbery. Queen and jack of spades, widowhood. 9 and 10 of spades, danger by fire. 6 and 7 of spades, reversed, a fall or injury. 8 and 10 of spades, news at night, but not very pleasant. 10, 8, and 5 of spades, broken engagement or unfulfilled promise. 6 and 8 of spades, delay, postponement. 9, 7, 6, and 5 of spades, bankruptcy. Ace of diamonds and 10 of hearts, a marriage, engagement. Ace of diamonds and 9 of hearts, hopes fulfilled. 10 of hearts and 4 of hearts, marriage. 3 tens and 5 of hearts, happy love returned. 8 of hearts and 7 of hearts, doubt and indecision about an offer. 7 of hearts, reversed, a nice and good present. 3 of diamonds and 3 of hearts in 9 days. 9 of hearts and 9 of diamonds, a delightful surprise about money. 9 of hearts and 9 of clubs, something to do about a will in which the consultor is generally successful. 8 of hearts and 9 of hearts, great good luck through love. Ace, 9, 7, and 4 of spades, death. Method B, a pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, and cut in 3. The first 10 are taken out, then 3 are missed. Another 9 are taken out, then 2 are missed. Another 7 out, 5 missed, 7 out, 3 missed, 3 out, 1 missed, and the last of the pack is taken. They are now laid out in rows of 8 each, 8 having been counted every way, beginning from the significator. When all are finished, the 2 extremities are taken, paired, and read. They are then gathered together, shuffled, and cut in 4 parcels. The first one of each parcel is taken off and put on one side. The packet that comes first is the one that should be read. Method C, what is supposed to happen within a month to 2 months. A pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, and cut in 3, each meaning being read as it turns up. The cards are then turned up one by one till a spade is found, which is not withdrawn, but the following card, which lay face uppermost on the table. If 3 spades are found in succession, the first is missed, but the 2 next are taken out, as well as the following card, whether diamonds, clubs, or hearts. This is continued to the end of the pack, then recommenced without shuffling or cutting. Should the final card have been a spade, on beginning the pack afresh, the first card should be taken out. The same operation is gone through twice more, in all, 3 times. This having been done, they are laid in the form of a horseshoe in front of the dealer in the order in which they came, being careful to note that the significator is amongst them. Should it not appear naturally, it must be taken out and placed at the end. 7 are now counted from the one that represents the person consulting the oracle. When they have been read and the relative meanings ascribed to them explained, 1 is taken from each end and paired, their various significations being interpreted as they turn up. These prognostications are supposed to come to pass within 2 months. A shorter way can be done by taking out 32 selected cards, viz. Ace, King, Queen, Jack, 10, 9, 8, and 7 of each suit. They are read in precisely the same way. This is taken to allow a shorter period to elapse from 10 days to a fortnight, but the former is supposed to be the better method. Method D, a pack of 52 cards is taken, and after being well shuffled, they're turned up one by one, counting 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, Jack, Queen, King. Here the ace counts as 1. If any card should fall on the number counted thus, supposing a 5 comes when 5 is counted or a king when that card turns up, it must be taken out and placed on the table face uppermost before the dealer. After counting to a king, the counting is recommenced at 1. Should 2 cards follow, such as 3 and 4, 8 and 9, etc., these must be abstracted. Also 3 of a kind, such as 3 tens, 3 kings, etc., they must also be taken out. But if 3 of the same suit, they may be passed by. When the pack has been carefully gone through, shuffled and cut, the process is gone through twice more in all 3 times. They are now all laid out in rows of 4 and read. When this is done, they are gathered together and laid 2 by 2 thus. North, west, east, south, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, and so on till the pack is exhausted. Those at the top are the north, those at the bottom are the south, those at the right hand the east, those at the left hand the west. The north is to be read first, as that is supposed to happen first, the south next, the east next, and the west last. Method E, the pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, and cut in 3, the meanings of the cut being read first. Then the significator is taken out. The cards are spread on the table face downwards before the dealer, and 7 are drawn out at random. The topmost card of the 7 is taken off and put on one side. The cards are again shuffled and cut. In 3, the cut again read as before, they are laid on the table, 7 cards being taken off, the topmost being withdrawn. This is to be repeated the third time, still taking off the topmost card. Cards are again shuffled and cut, this time 9 each, time being drawn out and the topmost 2 removed. This maneuver has to be repeated 3 times, each time taking 2 of the topmost cards. In the first deal, where the first 7 cards were removed, there will be 18 cards. The second time there will be 21 remaining after having removed the 2 of each cut. Thus, the 39 cards are spread out in 5 rows of 7 and 4 remaining underneath. The significator is now put in the center, and counting every way from it, these cards are taken to signify the past and present. The 9 cards that have been taken from each 7s and 9s are to be shuffled and looked at. These are supposed to refer entirely to the future. The 3 cards that are left out are useless. Method F, THE star. The pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, and cut in 3, the cut being explained as it is shown. The card representing the significator should be taken out and put in the middle. 3 cards are now placed above the head, 3 at the feet, 3 to the left and 3 to the right, 3 at the 4 corners and 3 across the significator. They are interpreted as follows. First above the head, then at the feet, then to the right hand, and next to the left, each corner to be taken top and bottom opposite. When these are all explained, those across the significator last, they are then paired, beginning with the topmost cards and the bottom cards from end to end. Method G, a shorter star. This is a much shorter way, and instead of placing the cards as they come, they must be first well shuffled by the person consulting, then laid face downwards on the table and 9 cards withdrawn. The significator must be in the center. In this method, the cards are placed round the card representing the consulter in the order in which they come, the first card drawn being put at the head of the significator, and the others in rotation. The 9 cards are first explained as they lie, 8 round and 1, over the significator. Then the consulter is desired to again draw 9, and these are put over the first 9. This is to be repeated a third time, combining all the cards as they lay one over the other, 3 deep every way. Method H, the whole pack is taken, shuffled well but not cut. Every 5th card is picked out and laid by, the pack is gone through, and every 7th card picked out, every 3rd card must be taken, each 5th, 7th and 3rd cards to be laid aside in separate packets. Then each packet is carefully examined, whether the significator is amongst those withdrawn. If not, he or she must be abstracted and placed at the extreme end. Now the 3rd pack is laid out in a row, the 2nd next, and the 1st last, and all that is hidden is said to be shown you, counting 3, 7 and 5 from each row, beginning with the significator. Now 2 are taken from end to end, and read till 12 are obtained, they are put on one side, then the rest are gone on with from end to end until all are exhausted. Then they are all taken up, including the 12 that were put aside. Shuffled, the 2 first and last are taken off. These three form the surprise, then parcels of four are dealt beginning with the first. They are all read in rotation and the small surprise last, method I. The pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, cut in three, and the meanings ascribed to the cut are explained. Then they are laid in rows of five till the whole pack is exhausted, except the two last, which are useless. The first row is to represent the person for whom you are acting, the second, the house, the third, your wish, the fourth, the surprise, and the fifth, what is supposed to come true. The first 10 are now read lengthwise, the others in the same manner till the fifth row has been explained, then they are taken from end to end, each pair being interpreted as arrived at. In this case, there is no significator, as the first row is supposed to stand for what will happen immediately to the consultant. They are all gathered together, shuffled and cut and laid in packets of three. The consultor is desired to choose one of the three parcels, and that is laid out first and explained, then follow each of the other two, which must be also read in the same manner, method J. The pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, and cut by the person consulting. They are cut in three, and the meanings interpreted. Then they are laid out in rows of sevens, leaving the three last, which are not to be used. Then nine are counted every way from the significator backwards and forwards, from left to right and from right to left, up and down, always returning to the significator, then crossways from end to end. Then they are paired from corner to corner, each card being explained as it is arrived at, noticing if there should be any pairs, triplets, etc. amongst them. Then they are gathered up and shuffled well, then they are dealt in two packets, the consultant being desired to choose one. The one taken is supposed to represent the past and present, the other the future. They are laid out and read pretty much as before, method K. A pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled and cut and divided thus. Every 7, 9 and 5 are to be removed and put on one side. The 6 of clubs, the 8 and 10 of diamonds are to be withdrawn and put in a place by themselves. Then the rest are shuffled and 5 cards laid out face upwards till the pack is exhausted. It will now be found there are 7 rows of 5 cards each and 2 remaining. These 2 are placed with the 9s, 7s, and 5s to be used later. These cards are read, counting 7 every way from the significator, then gathered together, shuffled, and cut the first group. 7 in number being first of all withdrawn, which must be added to the 9s, 7s, and 5s already withdrawn. There will now be 4 groups of 7 cards each. The first must be read, the second put aside, the third explained, and the fourth laid by. The second and fourth are left out entirely and not used. The 9s, 7s, and 5s, and the first group you have withdrawn are shuffled, cut in 2 packets, and laid out on the table before the dealer. If 2 red 9s appear close together, it is taken to show honor, dignity, and joy. If 2 red 7s and 2 red 5s side by side, great and unexpected good luck, a legacy or money that you don't anticipate. If 2 red 5s and the 9 of hearts are near each other, a marriage of affection. If with the 7 of diamonds, a moneyed marriage, but of love. If 2 red 5s and 2 black 7s, a marriage for money which will turn out unhappily. If 2 red 7s and 2 red 5s and the 9 of hearts appear, it is supposed to be the greatest and happiest prognostic you can have, whether married or single, luck, pleasure, money. If 2 black 7s and 2 black 5s appear, it is considered very evil, and if accompanied by the 9 of spades, unhappiness in marriage, divorce, scandal, and sometimes violence caused through drink. If the 8 of spades should be amongst those withdrawn and turn up with the aforesaid cards, violent death by murder or accident, it is taken to be the worst combination in the pack. These cards, viz., the 9s, 7s, and 5s, and those which have been withdrawn from the group of 5s are laid in rows of 7s, counting 7 every way from the significator, then the extreme ends are taken and paired, being read as they turn up. Next, the whole is shuffled, including the 6 of clubs and the 8 and 10 of diamonds. These 3 cards are the index. Wherever they appear, they are supposed to show good luck, happiness, and prosperity. If they should happen between exceptionally bad cards, the luck is over or marred through malignity. But as a rule, they are taken to import great joy. The evil combination is thus: if the 6 of clubs is surrounded with spades, or the 8 or 10 of diamonds are between 2 black 5s and the 2 black 7s are near, then the best laid scheme will come to naught. But if they are surrounded by the 9 of hearts and 9 of diamonds, then it is a very good omen. The 8 and 10 of diamonds are supposed to be extremely good if there are 3 or 4 9s to follow them, for then the 9 of spades loses its evil significance, and should the 7 of diamonds and Seven of Hearts follow a good marriage and happiness, or if the person is married, new prosperity or riches for the husband, or sometimes the birth of an heir, method L. The pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, and cut, and divided into two equal heaps. One of these is chosen by the consultant. Having decided this, the other heap is left alone. It is not to be used. The person consulting is now desired to shuffle the 26 cards remaining, cutting in three, the meanings being read as they turn up. They are now dealt in three packs, which are laid out in rows of eight, the last card to be left out as that forms the surprise. Four cards are now counted from the significator, which, should it not be in the pack chosen, must be abstracted and put at the end. When these have been fully explained, the same maneuver is repeated twice, in all three times one. Card being always taken out for the surprise. The surprise is turned up when those cards before the dealer have been examined and explained. Then they are all gathered together, and after being shuffled and cut, they are turned up by fours. If a sequence should come up, such as 6 and 7, or 6, 7, and 8 of any suit, they are taken out. If 4 of a suit, the lowest is taken out. This is only to be done once. These are now laid out in a row before the dealer and read from left to right. Always taking note that the significator is amongst them and counting 4 as above described. Then, the two cards are taken from each extremity and each couple explained till all are exhausted. Method M. A pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled well, and cut. Then it is divided into three equal parcels of 17 cards each and one over for the surprise, which is to be laid aside. The first three cards of each packet is taken, and each three is put apart. That will leave 14 in each group. The first and third packets of 14 are taken up, the middle one being put aside. These are now laid out in four rows of seven, being sure that the significator is amongst them, or else the card which is supposed to represent the thoughts of the person consulting you, viz., the jack, may be counted from. Six are now counted, beginning from the next card to the significator, and after every sixth card, that card is not counted as one, but the following one. When these have been explained, which must be done till the significator is returned to, they are paired from end to end and read as arrived at. Then they are gathered together, shuffled and cut, and divided again into two groups of 14. These are not laid out again, but two being merely extracted from each of these, not forgetting the middle one, and adding them to the three packets of three placed on one side. The middle one is now taken up, shuffled well, and four cards taken from it, two from the top and two from the bottom, and added to the one put aside to form the surprise. There are now four packs of five cards each, one for the consultant and one for the house, one for what is sure to come true, and one for the surprise. These are laid out in front of the dealer and read from left to right in rotation. The preferred oracle with 32 cards. We now come to the most important and approved method of telling fortunes by cards, the method preferred and practiced in nearly all countries. This widely accepted method requires but 32 cards of the 52 found in the pack, consisting of 8 cards of each suit, as follows: ace, king, queen, jack, 10, 9, 8, and 7 only. To these may be added, in some cases, the consultant card, concerning which we have spoken earlier in this work. To enable this oracle to be read with an intelligent and proper understanding, it is important that one be fully informed as to all the possible values or interpretations of the cards, singly and in combination. Hence, we shall devote a number of pages to these definitions in very complete form before proceeding to elucidate for you the various methods of dealing, laying, and reading the cards. We give first the simple and primary meanings, followed in detail by their secondary or synonymical meanings, the whole constituting a valuable work of reference for all who practice the art, enabling them to give a full, fair, and wise reading of every possible fall of the cards. The primary meanings, while sufficient for the amateur, will soon be seen by the student to be lacking in that completeness and flexibility demanded by the adept. Their natural amplification into their secondary and more extended definitions gives the interpreter the fullest scope to exercise his powers of reading any possible layout of the cards intelligently and with satisfaction both to himself and to the person consulting the oracle, dictionary of primary definitions. Used in interpreting the 32-card method of telling fortunes, diamonds, king upright, marriage, a military man, a man of fidelity, a dignitary of the state, a very fair person, a man of tact and cunning reversed, a country gentleman, a difficulty concerning marriage or business, threatened danger caused through the machination of a man in position or office, queen upright, a blonde female, a lady resident in the country, a woman given to gossiping and scandal, reversed, a country gentlewoman. A malignant female who seeks to foment disadvantage to the consultant and who is to be greatly feared, Jack Upright. A country man, a young man of light complexion of a lower grade in society, a messenger. Postman, a tale-bearing servant or unfaithful friend, reversed. A servant, an intermeddler who will be the cause of mischief. A messenger, bearing ill news, Ace Upright. The Ace of Diamonds, whether upright or reversed, signifies a letter, a petition, a note, a paper, a document, reversed. The Ace of Diamonds, reversed or upright, designates a letter to be shortly received, a petition, a note, a paper, or a document, 10, upright. The 10 of Diamonds, either upright or reversed, represents coin, gold, water, the sea, a foreign city, and change of locality, reversed. The 10 of Diamonds, whether reversed or upright, designates bullion, coin, gold. Water, the ocean, a foreign city, a journey and change in locality, 9, upright. Enterprise, separation, advantage, reversed. Delay, annoyance, poverty. A family feud or a quarrel among intimate friends, 8, upright. The country, riches, lovemaking, overtures, reversed. Sorrow, motion, wealth, satire, mockery, and foolish scandal, 7, upright. Present intentions, good news, reversed. Birth, contrariness, vexation, in a great measure, hearts, king, upright. A blonde man, a lawyer, a man of repute and remarkable for superior qualities, a person of generosity, reversed. A very fair man, a tutor, a man in anger, great disappointment, queen upright. A blonde female, a faithful friend, a mild, amiable lady, reversed. A very fair female, impediment to marriage, obstacle to success in business and general affairs. A woman crossed in love, Jack upright. A blonde young man, a young soldier or sailor, a traveler, a gay young bachelor dreaming chiefly of his pleasures, reversed. A very fair young man, a dissipated bachelor, a discontented military man, a politician out of office, Ace upright. The house, a repast, festivity, a love letter, agreeable intelligence, reversed. A friend's visit, forced or constrained enjoyment, 10 upright. The city, envious people, reversed. An inheritance, a surprise, 9 upright. Victory, happiness, triumph, union, harmony, work, trade, a present, reversed. Weariness, ennui, a passing trouble, curiosity, encumbrance, 8 upright. The affection of a fair young lady, success in your hopes, nourishment, food, board, reversed. A very fair maiden, excessive joy, a young woman's indifference to love advances, 7 upright. The thoughts, a weapon, a jewel, reversed. Desire, a parcel, spades, king upright. A dark complexioned man, a gentleman of some learned profession, a judge, advocate, surgeon, physician, a literary man, reversed. A widower, a man in wrath or with a malignant disposition, an envious man, dishonest lawyer, a quack, an enemy. A general failure in all your anticipations, queen upright. A dark complexioned woman. A widow, a lady of some learned profession, reversed. A widow seeking to marry again. A dangerous and malicious woman, a fast female, difficulty, derangement as to marriage, Jack upright. A dark complexioned bachelor, an envoy, an ill-bred fellow, a messenger, reversed. An inquisitive, impertinent interloper, a man plotting mischief. A spy, pursuit, treason in love affairs, Ace upright. Abandonment, a document. Reversed, pregnancy, abandonment, grief, distressing intelligence, 10 upright. Tears, jealousy, reversed. Loss, an evening party, brief affliction in the evening, 9 upright. A great loss, tidings of death, mourning, failure, reversed. Disappointment, delay, desertion, tidings of the death of a near relative, 8 upright. Sickness, want of prudence, bad news, reversed. Ambition, a religious woman. A marriage broken off or an offer refused, 7 upright. Expectation, hope, reversed. Wise advice, friendship. Indecision, a foolish intrigue, clubs, king upright. A man whose complexion is between light and dark, a frank, liberal man, a friend, reversed. A nut-brown complexioned man, a person to meet with a disappointment, queen upright. A brunette female, one fond of conversation and affectionate, quick-tempered woman, reversed. A nut-brown complexioned lady, a jealous and malicious female, Jack upright. A slightly dark complexioned bachelor, a lover. A clever and enterprising young man, reversed. A flirt and flatterer, a young man in anger or in sickness, Ace upright. A purse of money, wealth, reversed. Nobility, love, a present, 10 upright. The house, the future, fortune, success, gain, money, reversed. Money, a lover, sometimes want of success in a trivial matter 9 upright, chattels, goods, movable article and indiscretion reversed, a trifling present, gambling 8 upright, the affections of a brunette maiden, the art of pleasing reversed, a nut brown maiden, removal, separation, a frivolous courtship, 7 upright, a small sum of money, a debt unexpectedly paid, a child reversed, a child, embarrassment, the consultant when coming out in an upright position in the body of the deal designates merely the person consulting, the oracle in a natural state of mind. When the card comes out in the deal reversed, it denotes the consultant to be in a disturbed state of mind or annoyed from some cause beyond his or her control. Coming with the 8 of spades, reversed. For example, by its side, it shows that the consultant's mind has been disordered through prospects of ambition or religious excitement. If accompanied by the 8 of hearts, it demonstrates that he or she is annoyed through being a victim to the tender passion, dictionary of secondary definitions and synonyms supplementing the preceding list, consult both, king of diamonds, upright. This card, when used as a representative, denotes a very fair man, one with auburn hair, light blue eyes and florid complexion, who, notwithstanding his hasty temper, will treasure his anger, long awaiting opportunities for revenge, or he is obstinate in his resolutions. It moreover designates a military officer and frequently one of fidelity to his country and its honor. Still, it is most generally employed as the marriage card, for if it does not come out in an oracle, wherein matrimony is the wish, the nuptials will be delayed or broken off. Its synonymical signification would then be alliance, reunion, attachment, vow, oath, intimacy, assemblage, junction, union, chain, peace, accord, harmony, good understanding, reconciliation, king of diamonds, reversed. This card signifies a country gentleman, in which capacity its synonyms are countryman, rustic, villager, peasant, farm, laborer, cultivator, rural, agriculture. Again, this card reversed bears a further signification of a good and severe man, when its synonyms would be indulgent severity, indulgence, compliance, condescension, complacency, tolerance, low dissension. When used as the marriage card and coming out reversed, the king of diamonds signifies primarily difficulties and obstacles imposed in the way of entering upon or consummating the nuptial contract, and through inference vitiation of the married state, when its synonyms are slavery, captivity, servitude, matrimonial ruptures, conjugal infidelity, queen of diamonds, upright. When this card comes out in the oracle upright, it bears 3 primary significations: a country lady, a talkative or communicative female, and a good, kind-hearted woman. As a representative card, it designates a very fair female with auburn or blonde hair, brilliantly clear complexion and very blue eyes. A woman of this character will be given to society and is naturally a coquette. When the card is taken as a country lady, its synonyms will be through induction or inference: economical housewife, chaste and honest woman, honesty, civility, politeness, sweetness of temper, virtue, honor, chastity, a model wife, excellent mother. When used to designate a talkative female, they will be conversation, discourse, deliberation, dissertation, discussion, conference, intellectual entertainment, prattler, blab, idle talk, flippant conversation, table talk, gossip, queen of diamonds, reversed. When the card comes out reversed in the oracle, its ordinary signification is that of a meddlesome woman who has interfered in the affairs of the consultant for the purpose of doing him or her injury, and the extent of the injury contemplated or done can be estimated from the proximity of this card to that of the consultant, or from the import of those cards intervening between the two. This card has 2 secondary significations as follows: one of foresight, whose synonyms are unawares, unexpectedly, on a sudden, napping, astonished, suddenly, fortuitously, unhoped for, surprisingly, a knavish trick, whose synonyms would be roguishness, knavery, cheat, imposture, deceit, sharpness in rascality, trickery, false pretense, artifice, wile, craftiness, jack of diamonds, upright. The primary signification of this card is a soldier, a postillion, or a light-haired young man in or from the country. In addition to these characteristics, this card, whether upright or reversed, assumes another, which is technically called the good stranger, as a soldier. Its secondary value is expressed in the following synonyms: man-at-arms, swordsman, fencing master, combatant, enemy, duel, war, battle, attack, defense, opposition, resistance, ruin, overthrow, hostility, hatred, wrath, resentment, courage, valor, bravery, satellite, stipendiary, in the quality of the good stranger. Its synonyms are strange, unaccustomed, Unknown, unheard of, unusual, unwanted, surprising, admirable, marvelous, prodigious, miracle, episode, digression, anonymous. When employed as a representative of a person, it denotes a light-haired, unmarried man who, although one of your nearest relations, will sacrifice your interests to his own, a person of stubbornness, hot-headed and hasty, tenacious of his own opinions and unable to brook contradiction, Jack of Diamonds. Reversed. This card's signification is a public or private servant, and in the latter case, without reference to gender, either a male or female domestic. Its synonyms, therefore, are in accordance with its acceptation. Servant, waiter, valet, chambermaid, lady's maid, a subordinate, an inferior, a hireling, condition of one employed, servitude, postman, errand, boy, messenger, agent, expressman, newsman, message, announcement, commission, directions, a household, relative to post office and the transmission of messages. Ace of Diamonds. It is a matter of perfect indifference whether this card assumes its place in the oracle in an upright or reversed position, as its primary signification is in no wise varied, although of a most comprehensive nature, being expressing generally a letter, a note, a paper, a petition, etc. It requires, however, a great deal of attention to discriminate between the manifold significations of this all-important card, which is governed in a great measure by the cards coming next to it. Otherwise, the interpreter may be entirely baffled in comprehending the intent of the oracle. The general synonyms of the Ace of Diamonds are epistle, writings, the art of writing, grammar, holy writ, text, literature, doctrine, erudition, literary labor, book, correspondence, composition, alphabet, elements of all learning, principles, bonds, bills of exchange, notes of hand, evidence of indebtedness, with the Seven of Spades reversed, coming next to it. This card denotes the existence of a lawsuit, in which case we have synonyms founded on the following basis: deed, covenant, agreement, law paper, writs, warrants, litigation, differences, contestations, disputes, discussions, bickering, contest, strife, discord, contradiction, stratagem, trick, broil, pettifogging, wrangling, Ten of Diamonds. Like its companion, the Ace, which with this card form the only two in the pack possessing this peculiar quality, the Ten of Diamonds preserves its value and signification, whether it emerges either upright or reversed. The primary significations of this card are gold, water, the sea, a foreign city, change of locality. As the representative of gold, its synonyms are riches, opulence, magnificence, splendor, éclat, sumptuousness, luxury, abundance, means, when its signification is assumed relative to water and the sea. The synonyms assume both a specific and general nature: fluid, humid, ablution, dew, rain, deluge, inundation, the ocean, river, torrent, stream, fountain, source, lake, pond, cascade, falls. When the surrounding cards designate this one to be accepted as representing a foreign city, its synonyms are traveler, traveling, foreign parts, beyond the sea, homeless, wanderer, wandering abroad, trading, commerce, a sailor, ships, refuge, exile. When accepted to signify a change in locality, the synonyms, in addition to preservation of its original meaning of a mere change in domicile or habitation, are inferentially extended to embrace a wider scope, such as departure, displacement, journey, pilgrimage, peregrination, steps, motion, visits, excursions, incursions, emigration, immigration, transmigration, flight, tour, rotation, circulation, deportation, route, defeat, overthrow, bewilderment, disconcert, to break one's allegiance, desertion, disinheritance, alienation, alien, a foreigner, houseless. It will be seen that with the varied significations which can be given to this card, it is one of the most important in the pack, Nine of Diamonds. Upright, when coming forth in its natural position, this card is one of particular good omen, as it foretells great success in business operations and consequent gain. Its primary meaning comprehends the grand mainspring to human exertion, enterprise, while at the same time it assures you of the desired result, advantage, or gain, viewed as such. Its synonyms are, as to enterprise, in the first instance, to undertake, to commence, to usurp, to take possession of, audacity, boldness, hardihood, impudence, rashness, speculative, speculation, fearless, in trade, in love. When taken to represent advantage, the synonyms are gain, profit, lucre, success, thanks, favor, benny, fit, ascendancy, power, empire, authority, government, rule, glory, reputation, happy results, profitable end, victory, cure, fulfillment, termination, satisfaction. Nine of Diamonds reversed. We have the other side of the picture for this card coming up. Reversed portends the occurrence of dire mishaps and abject despoliation with its concomitant poverty. In view of this immense difference in the value and signification of this one and the same card in its two positions, too much care cannot be taken to mark the way in which it emerges, in its modified signification of delay. Its synonyms are disarranged, sent back, suspension, variation, wavering, slowness, relenting, obstacle, impediment, misfortune, adversity, accidental, injuries, miscarriage, but viewed in its more bitter light as spoliation and poverty. Its synonyms are destitution, violence, ruin, victim of robbery, a fall, ruined honor, bankruptcy, privation, violated, chastity, defrauded, swindled, victimized, separation, sold out by the sheriff, cast upon the town hopeless, eight of diamonds, upright, in its natural position. This card is accepted to represent either the country or riches, as its signification is relatively determined from its surroundings. In its signification as the country, thereby meaning not only a rural district but the characteristics of a country existence, the interpretation of this card boasts a large number of synonyms: agriculture, cultivation, field labor, farming, garden, prairie, woods, shades, pleasure, enjoyment, diversion, pastime, amusement, rejuvenation, rural sports, rustic dances, peace, calmness, natural tranquility, rural life, forests, vales, mountains, flocks and herds, shepherd, shepherdess, moral quietude, as the synonyms of riches, as they are signified by this card in contradistinction to others. We have augmentation of wealth, increase of estate, advancement, prosperity, general success, happiness, goodness, felicity, beauty, embellishment, eight of diamonds. Reversed, in this condition, the primary signification of the card is sorrow and movement. The synonyms for sorrow are sadness, affliction, displeasure, grief, desolation, mortification, bad humor, melancholy, the blues, hypochondria, vexation, trouble, but with the word movement, we have more trouble to apply its actual signification as shown in the cards, and therefore the interpreter is left in a great degree to her own judgment to decipher the connection which should bind the oracle to a specific and intelligent reading. The most applicable synonyms would therefore be to walk, step forward, move about, to contemplate, to propose, to make advances, to undertake, to offer proposals, to promenade, to tender offers, to inaugurate a scheme, to further any claims, seven of diamonds. Upright. This is what is most commonly styled the conversation card, as its initial and primary signification is discourse for the present, while it likewise designates the approaching receipt of good news, as the oracle demands to be secure proper interpretation. When used as the conversation card, its synonyms are talk, words, matter, tattle, desultory remarks, seasonable language, pleasant gossip, table talk, anecdote. Secondary to this signification and an intimate connection, it has oftentimes been employed to denote designs for the moment, whether mental or expressed, by word of mouth, embracing intent and resolution when signifying news. The synonyms will be announcement, intelligence, newspaper, advice, advertisement, admonition, warning, teaching, tale, telling, history, fables, anecdotal remarks, seven of diamonds. Reversed, this card is capable, when emerging reversed, of receiving several interpretations, the general and primary one of which is birth, or the origin of a human being, or of matter, which has as its synonyms nativity, origin, creation, source, commencement, principle, primitive, extraction, first coming, in of fruits and flowers, prime, early, race, family, house, lineage, posterity, the reason for cause, premises for argument. This card frequently designates a great deal or a large quantity, qualifying the value of those cards next to it. For example, should it come before the Ten of Spades reversed or the Ten of Clubs, it will read a great deal of jealousy or of money. Commingled with cards relating to a public or military official, this one is taken to signify declaration, whose synonyms would consequently be publication, orders, authenticity, approbation, placard, designation, discovery, disclosure, revelation, confession, King of Hearts. Upright. The primary significations of this card are a blonde man, an advocate, and a man of note, but its secondary significations are those attached to the state and legislation. As the representative of an individual, this card shows a good, kind-hearted man of an amorous disposition, rash in his enterprises, and generally hasty and passionate in all his actions, coming out as a blonde man. It has these synonyms: honest man, honesty, probity, equity, arts and sciences, considered as a man of note or statesman, the Synonyms are legislation, legislator, laws, decrees, code, statutes, precepts, commandments, combination, institution, constitution, temperament, complexion, natural and moral law, religious law, civil law, politics, politician, natural right, right of nations, public rights, king of hearts. Reversed. This card coming out reversed designates a man of natural light. Complexion, neither fair nor brown, with dark brown, hair and hazel eyes, of an excellent temper, easily. Imposed upon, credulous, moderately given to love, matters, yet addicted to vice and incontinence. Its other primary significations are a tutor, or a man, in anger, possessing vices, the reverse of those good, qualities attributed to the card when upright. In this case, the synonyms are indignation, agitation, irritation, wrath, rage, fury, frenzy, violence, hatred, aversion, animosity, peril, animadversion, antipathy, resentment, vengeance, affront, outrage, blasphemy, storm, tempest, cruelty, inhumanity, atrocity. The chief secondary signification of this is a man, in office, or professional politician, to which are given the following synonyms: man of rank, dishonest man, exaction, pillage, injustice. Simony, a dishonorable person, a burglar. Queen of Hearts, upright. This card represents a blonde female, faithful and affectionate, always the dearest friend or nearest relative to the consultant. As such, the synonyms attached to the primary signification are of an excellent nature, honest woman, virtue, wisdom, honesty. This card is likewise taken as symbolical of friendship. In its various phases, the synonyms of the term being attachment, affection, tenderness, benevolence, kindly relations, fraternity, intimacy, identity in. Inclinations, agreement, affinity, harmonious correspondence, conformity, sympathy, attraction, cohesion. Another signification is attached to this card in a secondary capacity as justice, with the following synonyms: equity, probity, right, rectitude, reason, the law. A further secondary signification has been bestowed upon this card under certain influences when it is gifted with the attributes of temperance. With these synonyms: moderation, discretion, continence, abstinence, patience, calmness, sobriety, frugality, chastity, alleviation, reconciliation, respect, conciliation, mitigation, mollification, consolation, Queen of Hearts. Reversed. This card reversed designates a fair but not light woman with nut brown hair and grayish eyes who intervenes to prevent marriage and intermeddles in all the consultants' affairs generally. It likewise represents either the wife of a man in office, a woman of doubtful character, or a courtesan, a betrayer of honor and of affection. Under this aspect, it receives a secondary signification of dissension, to which are given synonyms as follows: agitations, sedition, conspiracy, rebellion, pride, vanity, seduction, outrage, presumption, disputes, moral wrong, dishonorable proposals, Jack of Hearts. Upright. This card, as a representative one, designates a blonde, unmarried man, learned, good-tempered, and well-favored by fortune. Consequently, when it is drawn by a young woman and the marriage card comes near it, it portends that she will be united to a person of such a description and that the union will prove both happy and of long duration. It likewise designates primarily a soldier or a traveler, so that should it come up in your oracle, it is interpreted in a secondary connection in this sense and assures that you are on the point of undertaking a journey. If bright cards surround it, the journey will be a prosperous one, but should the Eight of Spades be near it, it will result in illness, and if the Ten of Spades be adjacent, it will be accompanied with tears. In this secondary capacity, it has synonyms as follows: road, highway, lane, pathway, a walk, a course, career, promenade, messenger, ways and means, expedient, enterprise, method, Jack of Hearts. Reversed. Should this card come out in the oracle of an unmarried lady, reversed, it instructs her that her lover or intended husband is a person wooing her for selfish purposes, who, although handsome and accomplished, will make a bad match. To a married woman or widow, it is a warning that some unscrupulous individual under garb of friendship contemplates her injury, which will be followed by almost immediate desertion if near the Ace of Spades. Consequently, in a secondary capacity, it is taken to mean evil desires or longing when it has synonyms of this character: attraction, passion, flattery, cajolery, adulation, lechery, or declivity, precipice, fall, Ace of Hearts. Upright. The first and primary signification of this card is the house, and as such obtains a secondary capacity of a most extensive nature expressed in the following synonyms: Household, home, housekeeping, economy, saving, dwelling, domicile, habitation, manor, lodge, lodging, hotel, palace, shop, store, barracks, building, vessel, vase, archives, castle, cabin, cottage, tent, pavilion, inn, hostelry, tavern, religious, house, monastery, convent, burial, long home, grave, stable, extraction, family, race, lineage, posterity, ancestry, retreat, asylum. This card likewise designates a repast or feasting. And secondarily, it assumes synonyms of the following nature: table, festivity, merrymaking, nutrition, guests, invitation, host, hilarity, good cheer, abundance, joy, gaiety, natural pleasure, domestics, sports and pastimes, ace of hearts. Reversed, it primarily designates forced or constrained enjoyment, but more generally it should be taken for new acquaintances. Whence is derived a secondary significance of fresh news, with these synonyms indication, presentiment, new instructions, fresh. Knowledge, enlightenment, index, augury, forewarning, foreknowledge, conjecture, oracle, prognostication, prediction, prophecy, divination, second, sight, novelty. Again, this card reversed means a disordered household. And from this comes the secondary idea of intestine quarrels, with the following more prominent synonyms: misunderstanding, regret, remorse, repentance, internal agitation, irresolution, uncertainty, family feuds, marriage trouble, domestic strife, dissensions. At times, this card represents family vices or extravagance in household expenditures, or any description of crime or folly which renders home unhappy and unendurable. Ten of hearts. Upright. This card ordinarily signifies the city when its secondary capacities are expressed in someone from among the following synonyms: metropolis, native land, burg, village, town, locality, site, townhouse, dwelling, habitation, residence, municipality, city government, citizens. It moreover is accepted to signify envious people, as by that term the ancient inhabitants of the rural districts were wont to designate, ironically, dwellers in cities. Ten of hearts. Reversed, this card most generally signifies an inheritance when its synonyms are succession, legacy, donation, testamentary, gifts, dowry, dower, dowager, legitimacy, will, patrimony, heir, transmission, to bequeath, to endow. It is likewise used to signify relatives when its secondary capacity is extended to the widest scope, embracing consanguinity, blood, family, ancestors, father, mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, cousin, male or female, Adam and Eve, race, lineage, alliance, relationship, affinity, blood connection, love intrigues. Another primary signification of this card is sir, prize, generally of a bad origin, with these appropriate synonyms: cheat, imposture, knavery, deceit, trickery, mistake, oversight, misunderstanding, trouble, vexation, annoyance, emotion, fright, fear, terror, consternation, astonishment, admiration, alarm, rapture, exhaustion, swooning, fainting, a marvel, phenomenon, miracle, anything wonderful or strange. Among the ancient cartomancists, this card with the Nine of Hearts was regarded as the most difficult of interpretation of any in the pack, but through careful study of the synonyms above given, a true meaning is readily attained. Nine of Hearts. Upright. This card is generally regarded as an augury of good fortune, wealth, happiness, and worldly advantage. Its principal signification is victory, whence we derive success, good results, advantage, gain, pomp, triumph, trophies, majesty, show, apparel, baggage, luggage, equipage, attire, furniture, rich, goods and wares. Its next principal one is union and concord, with the several secondary significations cognate to them: moderation, discretion, continence, temperance, patience, calmness, sobriety, frugality, chastity, harmony, music, musical tastes, perfect happiness. It moreover designates labor and commerce, in which capacity its signification is expressed in the synonyms: studious, application, work, toil, reflection, observation, meditation, occupation, trade, employment, merchant, clerk, trader, laborer, mercantile, pursuits. Still another signification is a present, whence we have gift, generosity, benefit, gratification, service. Nine of hearts. Reversed, this card means ennui or weariness, with secondary attributes expressed in these synonyms: displeasure, discontent, disgust, aversion, inquietude, lack of spirit, listlessness, trivial sorrow, affliction, uneasiness, complaining, want of energy. It moreover is employed to signify curiosity, whence we have the secondary signification of inquisitiveness, a busybody, a marplot, an intruder. Then again, an ordinary signification of this card is obstacle or hindrance, with the following synonyms: bar, embarrassment, opposition, barrier, contrariety, inconvenience, trouble, difficulty, work, objection, indisposition, ailment, infirmity, distress, hesitation, vacillation, perplexity, impediment, stumbling block, eight of hearts, upright. The primary signification of this card is first, a blonde young lady of great natural abilities, gentle manners, lively disposition and personal beauty, for whom we have synonyms honest girl, virtuous girl, modesty, maidenly, grace, bashfulness, timidity, retiring disposition, fear of scandal, apprehension, mildness, suavity of temper. It moreover signifies success in expectations. In those enterprises whereupon the consultant has set his heart with the secondary significations of success, happy issue, fortunate termination, victory, cure, recovery, accomplishment, end of. Trouble, discontinuance, termination of pains, torment, or labor, eight of hearts. Reversed. When this card comes into the oracle in a reversed position and is used as the representative of an individual, it designates an unmarried lady of a light complexion, with chestnut brown hair, of a natural good disposition, but spoiled by an assumption of superiority over her companions. From this signification, we have that of arrogance. Thence noise, quarreling, dispute, disturbance, difference, contestations, litigation, bickerings, arguments. But the most general signification of this card, reversed, is great joy, otherwise expressed in these synonyms: perfect content, felicity, happiness, rapture, enchantment, ecstasy, entire satisfaction, complete, joy, inexpressible pleasure, heavenly inspiration, exhilaration, enthusiasm, the music of the spheres, celestial harmony. Under other influences, this card becomes modified to the signification of the means of satisfaction, such as gaiety, dancing, the opera, the theater, festival, public rejoicings, family reunions, poetry, romance, joyous visits, pleasant parties, excursions, seven of hearts, upright. When this card emerges in its natural position, its primary signification is that of thought, an arm, or a jewel. As thought, it has many secondary significations. Prominent among them, those expressed by the synonyms: the soul, spirit, intelligence, an idea, memory, imagination, conception, comprehension, extension of ideas, designs, intentions, desires, will, resolution, determination, premeditation, meditation, reflection, opinion, sentiment, philosopher, philosophy, wisdom. This card is sometimes employed to signify solitude. When it obtains a secondary signification, a desert, seclusion, retreat from society, hermitage, exile, banishment, isolation, abandonment, seven of hearts. Reversed. When this card comes out reversed, one of its primary significations is a package or bundle, present, new clothes, etc. In accordance with the signification of the cards immediately preceding or following it, which can be easily learned by study. Nevertheless, its most ordinary signification is desire, or a strong longing for or hankering after some person or thing, but then again the interpretation is qualified by the cards coming near this one, either before or after, reading from the consultant. To the right, by a simple change in position of the cards, desire may be changed into aversion and an attraction into repulsion, when its signification is desire. Its synonyms will be wish, now will, coveting, cupidity, lusting. After, concupiscence, unlawful desire, extreme, hankering after, jealous, passion for good or bad, illusion, craving, appetite, a fancy for a thing, decided inclination. It will be seen that the term desire is employed as antagonistic to love, or a holy and righteous phase of passion, king of spades, upright. Employed as a representative card, this one designates a man of very dark complexion with black eyes and hair, passionate and proud, ambitious and successful in most of his aspirations, but a person whom the reverse of fortune would utterly crush into obscurity, divested of this personal and destructive character. This card, when coming upright in an oracle, designates a professional man of eminence, a lawyer, judge, advocate, counselor, senator, practitioner, attorney, confidential agent, jurist, orator, statesman, pleader, diplomat, doctor of laws or in medicine, or a learned physician. When the consultant be an unmarried lady, this card assures her that her admirer is a man of excessive probity and of honorable intentions. That is, if the King of Diamonds likewise comes out upright, to a married woman it denotes that her property or honor will be in the keeping of a lawyer or agent of rectitude, who will rescue her from the machinations of enemies or spoliators. To a widow it shows that her second marriage will be to a man of eminence, who will render her after life most happy, King of Spades. Reversed. This card signifies A widower, a man in anger or difficulty, also one given to inebriety. But taken in a general acceptation, this card represents A, wicked man, and, through induction, wickedness. In that case, its secondary significance can be gleaned from the synonyms, used to give expression to it as follows: bad-intentioned, innate wickedness, perversity, perfidy, crime, cruelty, inhumanity, and atrocity. This card is likewise regarded as an unfortunate one, as it forewarns you of the utter wreck of your expectations, wrought by someone of the following causes: reverses, prejudice, theft, violence, corruption, elopement, libertinage, debauchery, slander, malice, exposure of secrets, disorder in morals, or calumny. Queen of Spades. Upright. As the representative of an individual, this card designates a dark lady with dark eyes and black hair, naturally of an open and generous disposition, but who will change her nature through flattery and her position in society. Should she be possessed of beauty, her innocence will be in perpetual danger, and only saved through the exercise of a strong will or through motives of self-respect. This card likewise, when emerging upright, designates a widow without respect to color or social position, and is also taken to signify the condition of widowhood, to be interpreted as the oracle demands. By these synonyms, privation, abstinence, absence, scarcity, sterility, poverty, indigence, famine, deprivation. Frequently, this card is employed to denote a well-founded distrust, when its secondary significations will be just suspicion, legitimate fear, merited doubts, conjectures, surmises based on fact, conscientious, scruples, timidity, bashfulness, reluctance, retirement, Queen of Spades. Reversed. As a representative of an individual, this card coming out in the oracle reversed in position denotes a widow desirous of contracting another marriage. It moreover designates a dark woman of amorous propensities, who does not hesitate to disregard the conventionalities of society. But as a general thing, this card is assumed to signify a crafty, evil-minded woman, and can be interpreted as malignity, malice, finesse, artifice, cunning, craft, dissimulation, frolic, pranks, wildness, hypocrisy, bigotry, prudishness, wantonness, shamelessness. When coming reversed in a consultation upon marriage, this card denotes that difficulties and impediments, generally originating with a female, will be interposed to prevent the desired nuptials, Jack of Spades. Upright. As the representative of an individual, this card, coming out upright, designates a dark-complexioned unmarried man, an obliging fellow who does not hesitate to accommodate his friends at serious disadvantage to himself, if occasion require. The primary signification of the card is, however, messenger, an envoy or person charged with bearing of intelligence, most generally employed as a go-between in intrigues or in a capacity of trust. Sometimes this card is used to designate a critic, or a critical position, a moment of impending danger and awkward predicament, a decisive instant, an unfortunate situation, a delicate circumstance, a threatened calamity, a crisis, or a perplexing misstep, Jack of Spades. Reversed. This card is one of evil omen to lovers, as it forewarns a betrayal of their secrets or the exposure of their plans by a corrupt messenger or through the intervention of some intermeddler. Its primary signification, when the card is reversed, is that of a Paul Pry or spy, whence we have the secondary ones of inquirer, spectator, watcher, overseer, as well as the result of such a man's investigations. Hence applied more generally, the card signifies scrutiny, examination, reports, remarks, notations, and commentaries. Another secondary signification of this card is traitor, from which we readily obtain the following synonyms: deception, duplicity, stratagem, disguise, prevarication, disloyalty, breach of trust, conspiracy, tale-bearing, imposture, black-heartedness, perfidy, falsehood, dissimulation, and breach of confidence. The card is, moreover, used to forewarn lovers that there is danger of their being pursued in event of elopement, Ace of Spades. Upright. This card, coming out in natural position and intervening between the representative cards of a male and female, relates wholly to love affairs. When accompanied by the Ten of Spades, it shows that an intrigue will be accompanied with a deal of sorrow and affliction, and will ultimately end in abandonment under most disastrous circumstances. One of the primary significations of this card is a paper or document, chiefly appertaining to law matters such as warrants for arrest, writs, subpoenas, and legal pleadings. Another is that of a ship or other means of conveyance by water, particularly when accompanied by the Eight of Clubs, reversed, which betokens the consultant to be on the eve of a sea voyage or other journey over water of some description, Ace of Spades. reversed. When in the oracle of a married consultant, this card appears reversed, and near to her representative, its primary signification is pregnancy, which in her case can be expressed by the following synonyms: conception, maternity, accouchement, childbirth. From this, we derive a secondary signification, applicable to other things for which we employ. Correspondent synonyms: enlargement, engenderment, fecundity, fertilization, production, composition, increase, augmentation, multiplication, deliverance, parturition, growth, addition, when reversed and accompanied by the Knave of Clubs. Likewise reversed, this card is a premonitor of death. The general secondary signification of this card, when reversed and in the body of the oracle, is a fall, whence we have decadence, decline, discouragement, dissipation. Ravage, ruin, demolition, destruction, bankruptcy, error, fault, overwhelming sorrows, perdition, an abyss, precipice, gulf, waterfall, disgrace, shame, ten of spades. Upright. The general signification of this card is jealousy, particularly when accompanied by the Knave of Clubs, which denotes that the consultant, either male or female, is jealous of his or her sweetheart to such a degree that their friendly relations are in danger of being broken off, which will assuredly be the case if the Nine of Spades should likewise appear in the oracle. The other primary signification of this card is tears, whence we derive a series of secondary significations, as sighs, groans, weeping, complaints, lamentations, griefs, sadness, heart sickness, affliction, mental agony, ten of spades. Reversed. This card, emerging reversed, has for a general signification a loss, either moral or physical, as the surrounding cards designate. Thus, with the Nine of Hearts intervening between the consultant and this card, it announces that he or she will lose a situation or employment. When it comes preceded by the Ten of Clubs, it betokens the loss of money or valuables, should the consultant be an unmarried female, and this card comes out reversed near to a knave. Likewise, reversed, it foretells the ruin of her reputation through calumny. But if in place of one of the knaves, the Seven of Clubs should appear, the loss of her character will be brought about through some indiscretion. Another primary signification of this is the evening, as a designation of points of time. Still, this general term of night has given rise to the application of important secondary significations, of which the sense can be taken from the synonyms: shades, obscurely, nocturnal, mysterious, secret, masked, concealed, undiscovered, clandestine, occult, veiled, allegorical, hidden meaning, in secrecy, obscure hints, double meaning, on the sly, to conceal from sight, nocturnal meetings, nine of spades. Upright. This is justly regarded to be the most unfortunate card in the pack, as it portends maladies, malignant diseases, family, dissensions, defeat in enterprises, constant disappointment, and even death. The primary significations of this card, when in its natural position, are a priest, mourning, and disappointment. The secondary significations derived from these sources are from the priest, pastor, church, church services, ritual, sanctity, piety, devotion, religious ceremonies, celibacy, from mourning, regret, desolation, affliction, sadness, sorrow, calamity, grief, heart pain, funeral, burial, tomb, grave, churchyard, loss of relatives, wailing, from disappointment, obstacles, hindrance, delay, disadvantage, contrarieties, misfortunes, suffering, nine of spades. Reversed. When this card appears in the oracle reversed, its evil influence is augmented twofold, although its primary significations are modestly expressed as failure, abandonment, and delay. The secondary significations are of the most disastrous character. The synonyms employed for these terms in this instance are misery, indigence, famine, necessity, need, poverty, adversity, misfortune, deep affliction, disagreements, correction, chastisement, punishment, reverses, disgrace, imprisonment, detention, arrest, captivity. But when this card, reversed, comes before the consultant and the Eight of Spades, in the same oracle, it signifies mortality. With the following synonyms: death, decease, last sigh, end, finish, extinction, annihilation, destruction, utter ruin, abjection, humiliation, prostration, depression, alteration, poisoning, corruption, putrefaction, paralysis, lethargy. Still, in all these sinister aspects, the influence of this card can be materially modified but never counteracted through intervention of bright cards, Eight of Spades. Upright. This card is ordinarily of bad import, as its primary signification is sickness. Although it is more generally interpreted as bad news, this is its acceptation when preceded by the Knave of Spades or the Knave of Diamonds, or when accompanied by the Ace of Diamonds, and sometimes by the Eight of Hearts, reversed, when this card signifies sickness. Its synonyms are illness of the body, soul, or mind, bad condition. Of health or of business, derangement, infirmity, epidemic, gangrene, agony, displeasure, damage, mishap, accidental injury, disaster, indisposition, headache, heartache, inquietude, melancholy, medicine, remedy, charlatan, empiric, physician, quack, languor. Sometimes, however, this card is employed to designate prudence, whence we have as secondary significations wisdom, reserve, circumspection, reticence, discernment, foresight, presentiment, prediction, divination, prophecy, horoscope, second sight, clairvoyance, eight of spades, reversed. Unlike other cards, the reversal of this one brings with it a modification of its primary significations. Hence, when coming out reversed, it most generally signifies ambition. A passion for which we have synonyms as follows: desire, wish for, search after, cupidity, jealousy, aspiration, onward, higher, illusion, pride. Another primary signification bestowed upon this card when emerging reversed is that of a nun or pious woman, whence we derive the secondary signification, usually applied to this card and expressed in the synonyms: inaction, peace, tranquility, repose, apathy, inertia, stagnation, rest from labor, pastime, recreation, nonchalance, free from care, idleness, supineness, lethargy, torpidity, seven of spades, upright. As a general exponent of current events, this card is taken to forewarn the consultant of the loss of a valuable friend, whose death will be a source of a great deal of misery. On this account, many interpret this card to signify a coffin, which may be the case when coming out in close proximity to the Ace of Spades or the Nine of Spades. Its most accepted primary signification, however, among practical cardomancists is that of hope, whence are derived the secondary ones expressed in the terms trust, confidence, expectation, desire, inclination, longing after, wish, taste for, whim, humor, fancy, seven of spades, reversed. This card takes a wider and an apparently contradictory scope in its primary significations when emerging in this manner, being good advice, friendship, and indecision. From good advice, we derive as secondary attributes wise counsels, salutary warnings, news, announcements, advertisements, placards, consultations, admonitions, instruction, advice, for friendship. We have the following synonyms: attachment, affection, tenderness, benevolence, well-wishing, relation, harmony, correspondence, connection, identity, intimacy, agreement with concordance, concurrence, interest, conformity, sympathy, affinity, attraction, admiration, for indecision. The general synonyms are employed: want of resolution, uncertainty, perplexity, inconstancy, frivolity, lightness, variation, diversity, vacillation, hesitation, versatile, unsteady, changeable, whimsical, flexibility in character, unreliable, undetermined, king of clubs, upright. As the representative of an individual, this card designates a man of a complexion neither very dark nor exceedingly light, but a person with medium-colored brown hair, grayish eyes, and of an easy, plodding disposition. He will be a man humane, honest, and affectionate, given to business and faithful in all his engagements. He will be personally happy in all his relations, in life as father, husband, and citizen, and make everyone happy about him. The primary significations of this card are, in the first instance, a friend, and secondly, a businessman. As a businessman, this card has these synonyms: merchant, trader, dealer, banker, broker, exchange, agent, speculator, calculator, physician, schoolmaster, collegian, geometry, Freemason, mathematics, engineer, science, professor, king of clubs. Reversed, this card, as the representative of an individual, designates a person of middling dark complexion with chestnut brown hair, who, without being positively wicked, is viciously inclined and for that reason should not be trusted. Being of a morbid temperament, he will destroy the happiness of others and render his family miserable through his own viciousness. A secondary signification is consequently a vicious man or vice itself, expressed in synonyms as follows: vice, defect, default, moral blemish, weakness, moral imperfection, unformed nature, irregularity, flightiness of mind, deprivation in manners, libertinism, lewdness, licentious speech, ugliness, deformity, corruption, stench, rottenness, queen of clubs, upright. As a representative of a particular individual, this card designates a brunette lady of a warm, tender, and sympathetic nature, intellectual, witty, and high-spirited, of a strongly loving disposition, given to society and social reunions, where she distinguishes herself through her conversational ability. The most prominent primary signification of this card is opulence, which is represented in the following. Synonyms: riches, display, pomp, ostentation, vain show, pageantry, luxury, sumptuousness, assurance, steadiness, confidence, certitude, affirmation, security, hardihood, self-reliance, liberty, frankness, candor, openness, plain dealing, freedom. Another signification of this card is a parley or conference, and is expressed by some of the subjoined. Synonyms: discourse, conversation, talk, communication, colloquy, dissertation, deliberation, discussion, speech, pronunciation, grammar, dictionary, tongue, idiom, jargon, slang, exchange, commerce, trade, traffic, to speak, to confer, to converse, to tattle, queen of clubs. Reversed: as a representative of an individual, this card reversed denotes a lady whose complexion is brunette with dark hair and black eyes, but not dark enough to be represented by a spade. She will be a woman of warm passions, of fine personal appearance, given to coquetry, and dependent more upon her natural charms than education or intellectual training for conquests in her flirtations. The general signification of this card, reversed, however, is ignorance, in contradistinction to its attributes, when in natural position and therefore can be interpreted as boorishness, unskillfulness, want of experience, untutored, impertinent, jack of clubs, upright, as a representative of an individual, this card denotes a young man of middling dark complexion, kind, gentle, and docile by nature, sedate and domestic in his habits, and studious through inclination. He is a warm friend and faithful admirer, coming out in the oracle of a young lady. This card is the representative of her lover without respect to his color or other qualifications, denoting simply the person indicated. The primary signification of this card, divested of its representative character, is a scholar or lover of knowledge, while its secondary attributes are expressed in the synonyms: study, instruction, application, meditation, reflection, labor, toil, work, occupation, apprentice, student, disciple, pupil, master. Another signification of this card, governed according to its surroundings in the oracle, is prodigality, whence are derived synonyms as follows: profusion, superfluity, luxury, largesse, bounty, sumptuousness, magnificence, liberality, benefits, generosity, charity, benevolence, a crowd, a multitude, depredation, dilapidation, pillage, dissipation, jack of clubs. Reversed: as a representative of an individual, this card designates a bachelor, a shade darker and of a more determined character than the young man above described. It may likewise represent that same young man in a state of anger or on a sick bed. Its a special signification, however, is delirium, whence we have as secondary attributes or synonyms: frenzy, aberration of mind, wandering of the brain, unseated reason, fury, rage, fever, enthusiasm, imbecility, imprudence, distraction, apathy, delirium tremens, intoxication, brain fever, ace of clubs, upright. This card is universally regarded as a most fortunate one, inasmuch as it betokens vast wealth, personal prosperity, physical health, mental tranquility, marital happiness, and longevity. The principal significations of this card are a purse of money and riches, whence we have as synonyms for a purse of money: sum of money, a present, capital, principal, treasure, bullion, gold and silver, wares, opulence, rare, dear, precious, inestimable, of excessive value. For riches, wealth, health, prosperity, worldly goods, happiness, felicity, amelioration, improvement, benefit, advantage, profit, blessing, favor, grace, plenty, destiny, chance, speculation, good luck, ace of clubs. Reversed: when this card emerges to form part of an oracle in a reversed position, its more popular and current significations are nobility, love, and a present. But in a consultation made for a young unmarried lady, it signifies that she will unexpectedly unite herself with a man, probably a widower, who will better her fortunes. Hence, to a female operative, this card is a very good omen for nobility. We employ as appropriate synonyms a nobleman, a man of consequence, important, great, the eldest son, extended, vast, sublime, renowned, illustrious, powerful, elevated, of good quality, illustration, reputation, consideration, grandeur of soul. For love, a correct interpretation of the oracle may require selection from among the following synonyms: passion, inclination, sympathy, affection, allurement, attraction, charm, enticement, disposition, taste for, propensity, admiration, gallantry, complacence for the sex, intrigue, affinity, an affair of gallantry, attachment, devotion, ten of clubs, upright. When this card enters In your oracle, it is to apprise you that you will unexpectedly receive a handsome sum of money, a gift, or a legacy from some dear friend or near relative. However, at the same time, it warns you that your smiles will be intermingled with tears, inasmuch as you will almost simultaneously learn of the death of some person whose love you have cherished. The chief primary signification of this card is the future, whence are derived the following secondary ones: hereafter, to come, posthumous, after death, heaven. Another primary signification is gain, which can be interpreted as required by any of these synonyms: advantage, profit, success, grace, favor, benefit, ascendancy, power, empire, authority, usurpation, profitable, useful, important, interest, official, position. A more general signification in this card is money, from which we have secondary ones of this description: wealth, coin, bullion, ingots, gold, silver, ware, whiteness, purity, candor, innocence, ingenuity, the moon, purification, twilight, moonlight, ten of clubs, reversed. As a general thing, this card, emerging reversed, designates a lover of either gender, unless the knave of clubs appears in the oracle of a lady or the eight of hearts, reversed in that of a gentleman. Employed in such a signification, we have as synonyms: in love, gallantry, a gallant, husband, wife, married man, married woman, friend, protector, courtesan, to love, to cherish, to adore, to match, to mate, harmony, conquered, suitable, corresponding, in relations with decency, decorum, regard, seemliness, convenience, vicinity, fitness. This card is sometimes used to designate the house, nine of clubs, upright. The general primary signification of this card, when employed as a measure of time, is the present, whence we have as synonyms at the instant, actually, now, presently, suddenly, unexpectedly, upon the spot, momentarily, at hand. The second primary signification of this card is an effect, whence are derived the secondary ones of this nature: for sure, with certainty, in consequence, result, evidence, conviction, conclusion, will happen, event, to finish, to execute, household goods, furniture, bonds, personal estate, jewelry, movable goods. This card has another primary signification, indiscretion, from which are derived the secondary meanings as follows: want of foresight, imprudent, rash, headlong, with precipitation, thoughtlessly, impulsively, suddenly, disorder, confusion, misconduct, want of reflection, chaos, disgrace, without restraint, dissipation, libertinage, discordance, inharmonious, moral ruin, nine of clubs, reversed. This card, reversed, is most usually employed to denote that the consultant in whose oracle it appears will be the recipient of a present, but as to its value and its nature, the surrounding cards must determine. The card consequently may represent gift, presentation, memorial, offering, testi, monial, a gratification, service, offer of money, thanksgiving. Another signification of this card, when coming out reversed, is gambling. But as this is a serious moral offense, great care should be exercised to study its application. From gambling are derived these secondary meanings: games of chance, lottery, luck, card playing, any fortuitous circumstance, by accident, destiny, human life, cards, dice, money games, disreputable, company, eight of clubs, upright. As a representative of an individual, this card designates a brunette, unmarried lady, remarkable for her personal attractions, of a mild and tractable nature, who, should she not possess beauty, will win admiration from her accomplishments and demeanor, as well as from her sincerity and virtue. As a general thing, this card signifies the art of pleasing, or, as it is more appropriately styled, a virtuous girl, in which connection its meaning is expressed in the synonyms: a virgin, chaste, modest, virtuous, genteel, becoming, decent, decorous, suitable, befitting, civil, kind, courteous, polished, polite, well-bred, accomplished, condescending, meek, hospitable, good manners, eight of clubs, reversed. As an individual's representative, this card, when reversed, denotes a middling dark complexioned unmarried woman with dark chestnut hair and eyes nearly approaching black in color. She will be vain of her personal charms and make little account of the world's opinion should her own desires be gratified. The primary signification of this card is removal or departure, and can be appropriately expressed in the following synonyms: moving, to move, change of residence, at a distance, remote, absence, separation, dispersion, going aside, out of the way, ramble, excursion, digression, flight, to discard, disdain, repugnance, aversion, incompatibility, opposition, division, rupture, and antipathy. This card, reversed, has moreover the signification of indecorum, which can be used in these different Senses inhospitable, ill-bred, discourteous, bad manners, immodest, unchaste, insincere, boorish, brazen-faced, slovenly, a virago, a tartar, a wanton, seven of clubs. Upright? The principal primary signification of this card is a trifle in money, but which, however, has been amplified to designate economy, or the art of spending very little money to the best advantage. Consequently, from this source, we have the following synonyms: good behavior, wise administration of affairs, foresight, discretion, order, regularity, household virtues, good management, wisdom, happiness, prosperity. This card likewise signifies company or sociability, in which connection it can be taken to denote association, an assembly, a gathering, family, party, friendly intercourse, pleasant relations, harmless pastimes, domestic recreations, balls, concerts, theater. Still, its most important signification is a child. From this physical object, the secondary meanings of this card are extended to designate the characteristics of childhood applied to afterlife. Hence, the synonyms of this signification are infancy, childhood, puerility, frivolity, weakness, dependency, abasement, humiliation, depression, humble, abject, minute, small, diminutive, helpless, seven of clubs. Reversed, as a general thing, this card reversed has the signification of embarrassment or impediment, and taken in this light, its meanings as applied to the exigencies of a correct interpretation of the consultation will be found in some one of these synonyms: hindrance, entanglement, clog, fuss, intricacy, confusion, exigency, disorder, distress, to make work, to come to a stand, to perplex, to puzzle, to obstruct, to delay, to block up, to choke up, to stop up, to stifle, hurry, bustle, in a fix, in perplexity, at a loss. It must be borne in mind that this card, when signifying a child, may come out either upright or reversed. Groups of cards, all four, any three, and any two of a kind that come out in the deal either upright or reversed, to the right of the consultant, their meanings: four kings, removal, four queens, great assemblage of ladies, four jacks, an illness, four aces, a great surprise, four tens, an affair of justice, four nines, an agreeable surprise, four eights, a reverse, four sevens, intrigue, three kings, consultation, three queens, female deceit, three jacks, a trifling dispute, three aces, paltry success, three tens, change in social position, three nines, petty results, three eights, unfortunate marriage, three sevens, pain in the limbs, contrariness, two kings, petty counsel, two queens, friends, two jacks, inquietude, two aces, deception, two tens, change, two nines, a little money, two eights, a new acquaintance, two sevens, trifling news, all four, any three, and any two of a kind that come out in the deal either upright or reversed, to the left of the consultant there. Meanings: four kings, celerity in business matters, four queens, bad company, four jacks, privation, four aces, disagreeable surprise, four tens, an occurrence, an event, four nines, disagreeable surprise, four eights, error, four sevens, an unjust man, three kings, commerce, three queens, friendly repast, three jacks, idleness, three aces, misconduct, three tens, want, three nines, imprudence, three eights, a play, three sevens, great joy, two kings, you have projects, two queens, occupation, two jacks, company, two aces, enemies, two tens, to be in expectation, two nines, profit, two eights, you will be crossed, two sevens, a new acquaintance will criticize you. Combinations of two cards coming together in the deal, their meanings: upright, unless otherwise stated. First card named is the left-hand one of the two, seven of diamonds and seven of spades, both reversed, a quarrel, seven and queen of diamonds, both reversed, a quarrel, nine of diamonds and eight of hearts, a journey, ace of spades reversed and nine of hearts, despair, nine of diamonds and seven of spades reversed, delay, eight of clubs and ace of clubs reversed, declaration of love, eight of diamonds and eight of spades, a difficulty between two persons, ten of clubs reversed and eight of diamonds, you will go out of your way to reach your house, seven of spades and seven of hearts, both reversed, security, independence, deliverance from some, trouble, ace of hearts and ace of spades reversed, distrust, king and ace of hearts both reversed, loan office or pawnbrokers, king of spades reversed and ace of hearts, palace, ten of diamonds and ten of spades reversed, anger, nine of spades reversed and nine of diamonds, great, delay, king of hearts reversed and ace of hearts, banquet, hall, festivity, seven of hearts and seven of spades reversed, you are undecided regarding a certain person, ten and ace of diamonds, you will send a letter to a foreign city, eight of clubs reversed and ten of diamonds, departure, for a distant foreign city, jack and ace of spades, second marriage, ace of spades and seven of spades reversed, lawsuit, jack of hearts and jack of spades reversed, uneasiness about politics, Ace of clubs and seven of diamonds reversed, a deal of money, queen of spades and eight of hearts, a blonde. Widow, ace of hearts reversed and jack of diamonds, someone is waiting for you, ace of hearts and ten of diamonds, a blow. Queen of diamonds reversed and king of diamonds, a handsome stranger. Jack of diamonds reversed and ace of spades, you await somebody. King of hearts reversed and ace of hearts, ballroom. Ace and ten of clubs, a sum of money. Ace of spades reversed and queen of clubs, injustice. Ace of hearts reversed and ten of hearts, surprise at the house. Ten of clubs and ten of spades, both reversed, loss of money. Ten of spades and ten of clubs, both reversed, money at night. Seven of clubs and seven of hearts, you think of silver. Seven of hearts and ten of diamonds, you will have gold. Ten of diamonds and ace of clubs reversed, present. Of gold, ten of clubs and ten of hearts, surprise of money. Ace of hearts and seven of diamonds reversed, words at the house. Seven of spades and ace of clubs, both reversed, declaration of love. Eight of diamonds and seven of hearts reversed, you desire to take a walk. Ace of clubs reversed and ten of hearts, a love, surprise. Ten of spades and seven of hearts reversed, you will receive a shock. Seven of hearts and ten of spades reversed, you will lose a small object. King and ace of hearts, both reversed, gaming, house. Stock exchange, king and queen of clubs, married couple, ten of diamonds and eight of hearts reversed, unexpected, voyage. Jack of diamonds reversed and queen of diamonds, a domestic and home-loving woman, eight of diamonds and eight of spades, sickness. Eight of diamonds and eight of clubs, moving to the country. Ace of clubs and ten of spades, both reversed, jealousy, in love. Eight of diamonds and seven of spades reversed, hesitation, about going to the country. Queen of clubs and seven of diamonds reversed, discussion. Seven of spades reversed and seven of hearts, you think of being someone's friend. Ace of spades reversed and nine of diamonds, you will experience a delay with some paper. Ace of hearts and jack of clubs, flattery. Eight of clubs reversed and eight of hearts, great, affection. Seven of diamonds and seven of clubs, both reversed, a great deal of embarrassment. Seven of spades reversed and nine of diamonds, certain, delay or separation. King of hearts reversed and ace of hearts, convent. King and nine of spades, both reversed, want. King and queen of hearts, a married couple in good society. King of hearts reversed and ace of hearts, court of justice. King of diamonds and eight of clubs, robber. Eight of clubs and king of diamonds, theft. King and nine of spades, both reversed, unjust, accusation. King of diamonds reversed and ace of clubs, a rich countryman. Jack of diamonds reversed and jack of spades, strange, young man. Ace of spades and jack of diamonds, both reversed, someone expects you. King of hearts reversed and ace of hearts, large, house, hotel. Queen and ace of spades, both reversed, infidelity. Ace of spades reversed and king of hearts, hospital. Ace of clubs and ace of spades, both reversed, imprisonment. King and queen of clubs, man and wife. King of hearts reversed and ace of hearts, government. House, campground. Ace of hearts and eight of hearts reversed, money due. Ace of clubs reversed and ace of diamonds, love letter. Queen of hearts and nine of spades reversed, a lady in mourning. King and queen of diamonds, both reversed, a country lady and gentleman. Ace of hearts and queen of clubs reversed, injustice, a word of advice. It will be found of material assistance to the complete understanding of each of the following methods of telling fortunes to have in your hands. A 32-card pack as you read, and to carefully follow out the details with the exact cards mentioned in the text. We strongly recommend this plan to the student who desires to become an adept in the art. Special note. In all the following methods, the 32-card pack is used, which consists of the ace, king, queen, jack, 10, 9, 8, and 7 only of each suit, and usually the extra consultant card to represent the person consulting the cards. When about to consult the oracle, the cards should be arranged in the following manner before. Shuffling, king, queen, jack, ace, 10, 9, 8, and 7 of each suit. This precaution should be taken for every consultation, whether for yourself or for another person, as without this the permutation may chance not to be perfect. Dealing the cards by threes, the pack of 32 selected cards is taken, and a card is selected to represent the dealer, supposing he is making the essay on his own behalf. If not, it must represent the person for whom he is acting. In doing this, if the consultant card be not used, it is necessary to remember that the card chosen should be according to the complexion of the chooser. King or queen of diamonds for a very fair person, king or queen of hearts for one, rather dark, clubs for one darker still, and spades, only for one very dark indeed. The card chosen, also loses its signification and simply becomes the representative of a dark or fair man or woman, as the case may be, this point having been settled. The cards are shuffled and either cut by the dealer, or for him, according to whether he is acting for himself or another person, the left hand being used. That done, they are turned up by threes, and every time two of the same suit are found in these triplets, such as two hearts, two clubs, etc., the highest card is withdrawn and placed on the table in front. If the triplet chance to be all the same suit, the highest card is still to be the only one withdrawn. But should it consist of three of the same value, such as three kings, etc., they are all to be appropriated. If after having turned up the cards three by three, six have been able to be withdrawn, there will remain 26, which are shuffled and cut, and again turned up by threes, acting precisely as before until 13, 15, or 17 cards have been obtained. The number must always be uneven, and the card representing the person consulting must be amongst the number. If not, it must be drawn out and put at the end. Say that the person whose fortune is being read is a lady, represented by the Queen of Hearts, and that 15 cards are obtained and laid out in the form of a semicircle in the order they were drawn: the 7 of Clubs, the 10 of Diamonds, the 7 of Hearts, the Jack of Clubs, the King of Diamonds, the 9 of Diamonds, the 10 of Hearts, the Queen of Spades, the 8 of Hearts, the Jack of Diamonds, the Queen of Hearts, the 9 of Clubs, the 7 of Spades, the Ace of Clubs, the 8 of Spades. The cards having been considered, there are found among them 2 Queens, 2 Jacks, 2 Tens, 3 Sevens, 2 Eights, and 2 Nines. It is therefore possible to announce the 2 Queens are supposed to signify the reunion of friends, the 2 Jacks that there is mischief being made between them. These 2 Tens, a change which from one of them being between 2 Sevens will not be affected without some difficulty, the cause of which, according to these 3 Sevens, will be illness. However, these 2 Nines can promise some small gain, resulting, so say these 2 Eights, from a love affair. 7 cards are now counted from right to left, beginning with the Queen of Hearts, who represents the lady consulting the cards. The 7th being the King of Diamonds, the following may be said: you often think of a fair man in uniform. The next 7th card, counting the King of Diamonds as one, proves to be the Ace of Clubs. You will receive from him some very joyful tidings. He, besides, intends making you a present. Count the Ace of Clubs as one, and proceeding to the next 7th card, the Queen of Spades. A widow is endeavoring to injure you on this very account, and the 7th card, counting the Queen as one, being the 10 of Diamonds, the annoyance she gives you will oblige you to either take a journey or change your residence. But this 10 of Diamonds being imprisoned between 2 sevens, your journey or removal will meet with some obstacle. On proceeding to count as before, calling the 10 of Diamonds 1, the 7th card will be found to be the Queen of Hearts herself, the person consulting. Therefore, the conclusion may be stated as: but this you will overcome of yourself without needing anyone's aid or assistance. The 2 cards at either extremity of the half circle are now taken, which are respectively the 8 of Spades and 7 of Clubs, and may be read a sickness which will result in your receiving a small sum of money. Repeat the same maneuver, which brings together the Ace of Clubs and the 10 of Diamonds. Good news, which will make you decide on taking a journey destined to prove a very happy one, and which will occasion you to receive a sum of money. The next cards united, being the 7 of Spades and the 7 of Hearts, you say, tranquility and peace of mind, followed by slight anxiety, quickly followed by love and happiness. Then come the 9 of Clubs and the Jack of Clubs. You will certainly receive money through the exertions of a clever, dark young man, Queen of Hearts and King of Diamonds, which comes from a fair man in uniform. This rencontre announces great happiness in store for you and the complete fulfillment of your wishes. Jack of Diamonds and 9 of Diamonds. Although this happy result will be delayed some time through a fair young man not famed for his delicacy. 8 of Hearts and 10 of Hearts. Love, joy, and triumph. The Queen of Spades, who remains alone, is the widow endeavoring to injure you and finds herself deserted by all her friends. The cards that have been in use are now gathered up and shuffled and cut with the left hand. They are then made into 3 packs by dealing, one to the left, one to the middle, and one to the right. A 4th is laid aside to form a surprise. Then the cards are continued to be dealt to each of the 3 packs in turn until their number is exhausted, when it will be found that the left hand and middle packs contain each 5 cards, while the one on the right hand consists of only 4. The person consulting is now asked to select one of the 3 packs, supposing this to be the middle one, and that the cards comprising it are the Jack of Diamonds, the King of Diamonds, the Seven of Spades, the Queen of Spades, the Seven of Clubs, recollecting the previous instructions regarding the individual and the supposed relative signification of the cards, they may be easily interpreted as follows. The Jack of Diamonds, a fair young man, possessed of no delicacy of feeling, seeks to injure. The King of Diamonds, a fair man in uniform, Seven of Spades, and will succeed in causing him some annoyance, the Queen of Spades, at the instigation of a spiteful woman, Seven of Clubs, but by means of a small sum of money, matters will be easily arranged. The left-hand pack is next taken up, which is, for the house, the former one having been for the lady herself, supposing it to consist of the Queen of Hearts, the Jack of Clubs, the Eight of Hearts, the Nine of Diamonds, and the Ace of Clubs, they would be read thus. Queen of Hearts, the lady whose fortune is being told is or soon will be in a house, Jack of Clubs, where she will meet with a dark young man who Eight of Hearts will entreat her assistance to forward his interests with a fair girl, Nine of Diamonds, he having met with delay and disappointment, Ace of Clubs, but a letter will arrive announcing the possession of money, which will remove all difficulties. The third pack is for those who do not expect it, and will be composed of four cards, the Ten of Hearts, the Nine of Clubs, Eight of Spades, and Ten of Diamonds, the Ten of Hearts, an unexpected piece of good fortune and great happiness, Nine of Clubs caused by an unlooked-for legacy, Eight of Spades, which joy may be followed by a short sickness, Ten of Diamonds, the result of a fatiguing journey. There now remains on the table only the card intended for the surprise. This, however, must be left untouched, the other cards gathered up, shuffled, cut, and again laid out in three packs, not forgetting at the first deal to add a card to the surprise. After the different packs have been duly examined and explained as before described, they must again be gathered up, shuffled, etc. Indeed, the whole operation repeated, after which the three cards forming the surprise are examined and, supposing them to be the Seven of Hearts, the Jack of Clubs, and the Queen of Spades, they are to be thus interpreted. Seven of Hearts, pleasant thoughts and friendly intentions, Jack of Clubs, of a dark young man, Queen of Spades, relative to a malicious dark woman who will cause him much unhappiness. Dealing the cards BY5s, shuffle the 32 card pack thoroughly and cut it twice with the left hand, placing the first cut face downward at the right hand and the second on the left. Now take off the top card of the middle package and place it aside and repeat the shuffling and cutting of the balance in a precisely similar manner. And again remove the top card of the middle package. Repeat shuffling, cutting, and discarding until you have in this way taken out five cards. This done, examine if the consultant be among the number of cards taken from the pack. If it be, shuffle the five cards well and then deal them in a row, turning their faces up from right to left in this manner, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and proceed to read them from the same direction. If the consultant be not found among the five cards drawn as above, take it from the pack and substitute it for one taken by chance from the five cards after shuffling them thoroughly, faces down, so that the card to be discarded shall not be recognized. After placing the consultant among the other four cards, shuffle well and deal as directed, and you have your oracle of five cards for consultation, an explanation, and among which the consultant will appear in its proper position. As an example, let us say that the five cards obtained are from right to left as follows: Ten of Hearts, Ten of Clubs, Consultant, Eight of Clubs reversed, and Ten of Diamonds. The consultant having behind him the Eight of Clubs near to the Ten of Diamonds, these two cards announce to him his residence at a distance in a foreign city, and the two tens which are found placed behind him notifies that he is about to quit his house, Ten of Clubs, and the city Ten of Hearts, where he now lives, dealing the cards BYSEVENS. After having shuffled the pack of 32 selected cards, either cut them yourself or, if acting for another person, let that person cut them, taking care to use the left hand. Then count seven cards, beginning with the one lying on the top of the pack. The first six are useless, so put them aside and retain only the seventh, which is to be placed face uppermost on the table before you. Repeat this three times more, then shuffle and cut the cards you have thrown on one side, together with those remaining in your hand, and tell them out in sevens as before until you have thus obtained 12 cards. It is, however, indispensable that the consultant card, or one representing the person whose fortune is being told, should be among the number. Therefore, the whole operation must be recommenced. In case of it not having made its appearance, your 12 cards being now spread out before you in the order in which they have come to hand, you may begin to explain them as described, in the manner of dealing the cards in threes always, bearing in mind both their individual and relative signification. Thus, you first count the cards, by sevens, beginning with the one representing the person for whom you are acting, going from right to left. Then take the two cards at either extremity of the line or half circle and unite them, and afterwards form the three heaps or packs and the surprise precisely as we have before described. Indeed, the only difference between this and the three-card method is the manner in which the cards are obtained, dealing by FIFTNS. After the cards have been well shuffled and cut, they are dealt out in two packs containing 16 cards in each. The person consulting is desired to choose one of them. The first card is laid aside to form the surprise. The other 15 are turned up and ranged in a half circle before the dealer, going from left to right, being placed in the order in which they come to hand. If the card representing the person consulting be not among them, the cards must be all gathered up, shuffled, cut, and dealt as before, and this must be repeated till the missing card makes its appearance in the pack, chosen by the person it represents. They are explained, first, by interpreting the meaning of any pairs, triplets, or quartets among them, then by counting them in sevens, going from right to left, and beginning with the card representing the person, consulting, and lastly by taking the cards at either extremity of the line and pairing them. This being done, the 15 cards are gathered up, shuffled, cut, and dealt so as to form three packs of five cards each. From each of these, the topmost card is withdrawn and placed on the one laid aside for the surprise, thus forming four packs. Four cards each, the person consulting is desired to choose one of these packs for herself or for himself as the case may be. This is turned up and the four cards it contains are spread out from left to right, the individual and relative signification ascribed to them being duly explained. In like manner, the pack on the left, which will be for the house, is used, then the third one, for those who do not expect it. And lastly, the surprise, in order to make the meaning perfectly clear, another example is given. It is supposed that the pack for the person consulting consists of the jack of hearts, the ace of diamonds, the queen of clubs, and the eight of spades reversed. It will be easy to interpret them as follows. The jack of hearts, a gay young bachelor, the ace of diamonds, who has written or who will very soon write a letter, the queen of clubs, to a dark woman, eight of spades reversed, to make proposals to her, which will not be accepted. On looking back to the list of significations, it will be found to run thus. Jack of hearts, a gay young bachelor who thinks only of pleasure, ace of diamonds, a letter soon to be received, queen of clubs, an affectionate woman, but quick-tempered and touchy, eight of spades, if reversed, a marriage broken off or offer refused. It will thus be seen that each card forms, as it were, a phrase from an assemblage of which nothing but a little practice is required to form complete sentences. Of this, a further example will be given by interpreting the signification of the three other packs. For the house is supposed to consist of the queen of hearts, the jack of spades reversed, the ace of clubs, and the nine of diamonds, which are supposed to read thus. The queen of hearts, a fair woman, mild and amiable in disposition, jack of spades reversed, will be deceived by a dark, ill-bred young man, the ace of clubs, but she will receive some good news which will console her nine of diamonds, although it is probable that this news may be delayed. The pack, for those who do not expect it, consists of the queen of diamonds, the king of spades, the ace of hearts reversed, and the seven of spades. The queen of diamonds, a mischief-making woman, the king of spades in league with a dishonest lawyer, ace of hearts reversed, they will hold a consultation, seven of spades, but the harm they will do will soon be repaired. Last comes the surprise, formed by, it is supposed, the jack of clubs, the ten of diamonds, the queen of spades, and the nine of spades, of which the supposed interpretation is the jack of clubs, a clever, enterprising young man, ten of diamonds, about to undertake a journey, queen of spades, for the purpose of visiting a widow, nine of spades, but one or both their lives will be endangered. The 21 card method. After the 32 cards have been shuffled and cut with the left hand, the first 11 are withdrawn from the pack and laid on one side. The remainder, 21 in all, are to be again shuffled and cut. That being done, the topmost card is laid on one side to form the surprise, and the remaining 20 are ranged before the dealer in the order in which they come to hand. If the card representing the person consulting be not among them, one must be withdrawn from the 11 useless ones placed at the right extremity of the row, where it represents the missing card, no matter what it may really be. Let us suppose that the person wishing to make the essay is an officer in the army, and consequently represented by the king of diamonds, and that the 20 cards ranged in front of you are queen of diamonds, king of clubs, 10 of hearts, ace of spades, queen of hearts reversed, Seven of spades, jack of diamonds, ten of clubs, king of spades, eight of diamonds, king of hearts, nine of clubs, jack of spades reversed, seven of hearts, ten of spades, king of diamonds, ace of diamonds, seven of clubs, nine of hearts, ace of clubs. You now proceed to examine the cards as they lay and, perceiving that all the four kings are there, you can predict that great rewards await the person consulting you and that he will gain great dignity and honor. The two queens, one of them reversed, announce the reunion of two sorrowful friends. The three aces foretell good news. The two jacks, one of them reversed, danger. The three tens, improper conduct. You now begin to explain the cards, commencing with the first on the left hand. The queen of diamonds is a mischief-making, underbred woman, the king of clubs endeavoring to win the affections of a worthy and estimable man, ten of hearts, over whose scruples she will triumph, ace of spades. The affair will make some noise, queen of hearts reversed, and greatly distress a charming fair woman who loves him, seven of spades, but her grief will not be of long duration. Jack of diamonds, an unfaithful servant, ten of clubs, will make away with a considerable sum of money, king of spades, and will be brought to trial, eight of diamonds, but saved from punishment through a woman's agency. King of hearts, a fair man of liberal disposition, nine of clubs, will receive a large sum of money, jack of spades reversed, which will expose him to the malice of a dark youth of coarse manners. Seven of hearts, pleasant thoughts, followed by ten of spades, great chagrin, king of diamonds. Await, a man in uniform, who is the person consulting? Me, ace of diamonds, but a letter he will speedily receive, seven of clubs, containing a small sum of money, nine of hearts, will restore his good spirits, ace of clubs, which will be further augmented by some good news. Now turn up the surprise, which it is supposed will prove, the ace of hearts, a card that is taken to predict great happiness caused by a love letter, but which, making up the four aces, is said to show that this sudden joy will be followed by great misfortunes. The cards are now gathered up, shuffled, cut, and formed into three packs, at the first deal one being laid aside to form the surprise. By the time they are all dealt out, it will be found that the two first packets are each composed of seven cards, whilst the third contains only six. The person consulting is desired to select one of these, which is taken up and spread out from left to right, being explained as before described. The cards are again gathered up, shuffled, cut, formed into three packs, one card being dealt to the surprise, and then proceeding as before. The whole operation is once more repeated, then the three cards forming the surprise are taken up in their interpretation, given no matter how the cards are dealt, whether by threes, fives, sevens, fifteens, or 21, when those lower than the jack predominate, it is considered to foretell success. If clubs are the most numerous, they are supposed to predict gain, considerable fortune, etc. If picture cards, dignity and honor, hearts, gladness, good news, spades, death or sickness, the way to tell a fortune, illustrating the 21 card deal and the expert fortune teller's method of constructing a complete and connected reading of the same, which you are advised to carefully consider as a guide for your own use in delivering an intelligent, interesting, and coherent oracle in all cases where you are rendering an interpretation for others. A man asks the question, "Shall I marry the woman I love?" The fortune teller turns the cards by the 21 card method with the resultant layout as shown in the picture and proceeds to read the gentleman's answer in the following language. "You desire to learn, sir, whether you will marry the young lady to whom you are now paying your addresses? You inform me that the lady is a blonde. Still, it is necessary for me to inform you that in order to be able to foresee whether or not the marriage be accomplished according to your wishes, I am compelled to select as a representative card of your future wife a lady of your own color, for such a one is necessary for the oracle. Otherwise, our labors go for nothing. You, sir, are a middling dark man and therefore would come up as a club. As a representative card of your beloved, we will take the queen of clubs as of your own complexion. Now, sir, having performed our deal and arranged the oracle, permit me in the first place to call your attention to the fact that you stand represented by the knave of clubs, and in the next to observe your position in the oracle. The eight of hearts, coming as it does in company with the eight of clubs, gives me satisfactory information that you entertain for the young lady a most profound and honorable sentiment of affection, which it appears to me she reciprocates with a no less degree of intensity. I have chosen to designate your beloved by the queen of clubs, and she is doubtlessly a personage well worthy of your love, as the eight of diamonds, coming before her in conjunction with the ace of hearts, demonstrates her to be a lady of wisdom, intelligence, and prudence, Observe, moreover, that the Nine of Hearts intervenes between you both but is placed nearest the lady. This card predicts a union which is much desired by her, while on your part you regard your intended with a spirit of admiration bordering almost upon adoration. Such a union will assuredly be followed by domestic happiness, by peace, and concord in your domestic circle, by a reign of harmony. Within your household, I assure you, sir, that, scrutinizing this oracle, from every aspect I fail to perceive any obstacle which can interpose to prevent your contemplated marriage. On the other hand, the prognostications are decidedly in its favor, for you will be pleased to notice that the Eight of Hearts and the Eight of Clubs coming up side by side and between you and your intended predict a success. Remark more that there are three tens at your back, which denotes a change in your estate or an alteration in your manner of life and social position, the presence of the Queen of Hearts in immediate vicinity to the Seven of Diamonds indicates not only the receipt of pleasant intelligence from a relative, able to give you assistance, but permanent prosperity, should you continue in her good graces. I perceive, likewise, from the Seven of Hearts, that you are at this moment thinking of visiting your intended father-in-law, formally to demand the hand of his daughter. Do not hesitate, my dear sir, to do so, for you will risk nothing by such an act of courtesy, as it will be crowned with the most happy results. There can be no doubt on that head, as the presence of the King, Queen, and Knave of Hearts coming almost together and blended with your new estate assure you of the respect and esteem of the family. True, the young lady entertains such affection, Seven of Spades, for her parent that when she comes to be separated, Nine of Diamonds, from him upon marriage, King of Diamonds, the native impulse of her heart will cause her to shed tears, Ten of Spades, at the thought, Seven of Hearts, of leaving her paternal roof, Ace of Hearts. And now, sir, your surprise, it is a letter, Ace of Diamonds, which, placed upon the last card to the left, which is the King of Clubs, announces to you that you will be surprised through receipt of a most gratifying epistle from your intended father-in-law in relation to your approaching marriage. The Italian method. Take the pack of 32 selected cards, shuffle them well, and either cut or have them cut for you, according to whether you are acting for yourself or another person. Turn up the cards by threes, and when the triplet is composed of cards of the same suit, lay it aside. When of three different suits, pass it by without withdrawing any of the three. But when composed of two of one suit and one of another, withdraw the higher card of the two. When you have come to the end of the pack, gather up all the cards except those you have withdrawn, shuffle, cut, and again turn up by threes. Repeat this operation until you have obtained 15 cards, which must then be spread out before you, from left to right, in the order in which they come to hand. Care must, however, be taken that the card representing the person making the essay is among them. If not, the whole operation must be recommenced until the desired result is obtained. We will suppose it to be some dark lady, represented by the Queen of Clubs, who is anxious to make the attempt for herself, and that the cards are laid out in the following order from left to right. Ten of Diamonds, Queen of Clubs, Eight of Hearts, Ace of Diamonds, Ten of Hearts, Seven of Clubs, King of Spades, Nine of Hearts, Jack of Spades, Ace of Clubs, Seven of Spades, Ten of Spades, Seven of Diamonds, Ace of Spades, Jack of Hearts. On examining them, you will find that there are three aces among them, announcing good news, but as they are at some distance from each other, that the tidings may be some time before they arrive. The three tens denote that the conduct of the person consulting the cards has not been always strictly correct. The two jacks are enemies, and the three sevens predict an illness caused by them. You now begin to count five cards, beginning with the Queen of Clubs, who represents the person consulting you. The fifth card, being the Seven of Clubs, announces that the lady will soon receive a small sum of money. The next fifth card, proving to be the Ace of Clubs, signifies that this money will be accompanied by some very joyful tidings. Next comes the Ace of Spades, promising complete success to any projects undertaken by the person consulting the cards, then the Eight of Hearts, followed at the proper interval by the King of Spades, showing that the good news will excite the malice of a dishonest lawyer, but the Seven of Spades coming next announces that the annoyance he can cause will be of short duration, and that a gay, fair young man, the Jack of Hearts, will soon console her for what she has suffered. The Ace of Diamonds tells that she will soon receive a letter from this fair young man, the Nine of Hearts, announcing a great success, Ten of Spades, but this will be followed by some slight chagrin, Ten of Diamonds, caused by a journey, Ten of Hearts, but it will soon pass, although Jack of Spades, a bad, dark young man, will endeavor, Seven of Diamonds, to turn her into ridicule. The Queen of Clubs being representative of herself shows that it is towards her that the dark young man's malice will be directed. Now, take the cards at either extremity of the line and pair them together. The two first being the Jack of Hearts and the Ten of Diamonds, you may say. A gay young bachelor is preparing to take a journey, Ace of Spades and Queen of Clubs, which will bring him to the presence of the lady consulting the cards and cause her great joy. Seven of Diamonds and Eight of Hearts, scandal talked about a fair young girl. Ten of Spades and Ace of Diamonds, tears shed upon receipt of a letter. Seven of Spades and Ten of Hearts, great joy mingled with slight sorrow. Seven of Clubs and Ace of Clubs, a letter promising money. Jack of Spades and King of Spades, the winning of a lawsuit. The Nine of Hearts, being the one card left, promises complete success. Now gather up the cards, shuffle, cut, and deal them out in five packs, one for the lady herself, one for the house, one for those who do not expect it, one for those who do expect it, and one for the surprise in the first deal, laying one card aside for consolation. The rest are then equally distributed among the other five packs, which will four of them contain three cards, whilst the last only consists of two. We will suppose the first packet for the lady herself to be composed of the Ace of Diamonds, the Seven Clubs, and the Ten of Hearts. The interpretation would run thus: Ace of Diamonds, a letter will be shortly received, Seven of Clubs announcing the arrival of a small sum of money, Ten of Hearts and containing some very joyful tidings. The second pack for the house, containing the King of Spades, the Nine of Hearts, and the Jack of Spades. The person consulting the cards will receive a visit, King of Spades from a lawyer, Nine of Hearts, which will greatly delight Jack of Spades, a dark, ill-disposed young man. The third pack, for those who do not expect it, composed of the Ace of Spades, the Jack of Hearts, and the Ace of Clubs, would read: Ace of Spades, pleasure in store for Jack of Hearts, a gay young bachelor, Ace of Clubs, by means of money, but as the Jack of Hearts is placed between two aces, it is evident that he runs a great risk of being imprisoned, and from the two cards signifying respectively pleasure and money, that it will be for having run into debt. The fourth pack, for those who do expect it, containing the Eight of Hearts, the Queen of Clubs, and the Ten of Diamonds, the Eight of Hearts, the love affairs of a fair young girl will oblige the Queen of Clubs, the person consulting the cards, Ten of Diamonds, to take a journey. The fifth pack, for the surprise, consists of the Seven of Spades and the Ten of Spades, meaning Seven of Spades, slight trouble, Ten of Spades, caused by some person's imprisonment. Card of consolation, Seven of Diamonds, which will turn out to have been a mere report. The Florence mode. A pack is taken of 32 selected cards, shuffled, well, and cut in three, then laid out in four rows of eight cards each. Significator is made any king or queen that may be preferred, then seven are counted from that significator from left to right, and from right to left, also crossways, always starting from the king or queen that represents the person consulting. The thoughts, which are supposed to be indicated by the jacks, may then be counted from or the house or a letter, in fact, anything about which information is desired. When this is explained, the cards are paired from each extremity, each pair being explained as arrived at till the pack is finished. They are now gathered up, shuffled, and cut in three, then turned up by threes, the highest of each suit being taken out. When three of equal value come together, such as three aces, three kings, etc., they must all be taken out. The same is to be done should three of a suit come together. This is to be repeated three times, shuffling and cutting between each, and when the pack has been gone through, any that are remaining over must be put on one side and not used. Seven cards are counted again from significator and paired as before, the meanings ascribed to some of the cards being different from those already given are here stated: Ten of Clubs, a journey or big building, Eight of Clubs, drink or vexation, Ten of Spades, at night time, Nine of Spades, disappointment or sickness, Ten of Diamonds, money, Seven of Diamonds, check or paper money, sometimes an article of jewelry, Three Sevens, a loss, Four Tens, a great social rise through powerful friends, Two Jacks, treachery, Ten of Hearts, an entertainment, Seven of Hearts, delay or slight anxiety, Seven of Spades, speedily, Seven of Diamonds and Ace of Spades, news read in the newspaper, Ace of Spades and any court card, photograph, Two Red Tens with Ace of Diamonds, a wedding, Two Black Tens with Ace of Spades, a funeral, Eight and Nine of Clubs, dinner or supper party, Seven of Clubs, a present, Three Eights, good business transactions, Three Nines, a removal, Three Tens, a rise either of money or social, past, present, and future, the person wishing to try her fortune in this manner. We will suppose her to be a young, fair person, represented by the Eight of Hearts, must well shuffle and cut with the left hand the pack of 32 cards, after which she must lay aside the topmost and undermost cards to form the surprise. There will now remain 30 cards, which must be dealt out in three parcels, one to the left, one in the middle, and one to the right. The left-hand pack represents the past, the middle, the present, and the one on the right hand, the future. She must commence with the past, which we will suppose to contain these 10 cards. The King of Clubs, Ace of Spades, Jack of Diamonds, Nine of Diamonds, Ace of Hearts, Jack of Hearts, Queen of Hearts, King of Spades, Jack of Clubs, and the King of Hearts. She would remark that picture cards predominating was a favorable sign, also that the presence of three kings proves that powerful persons were interesting themselves in her affairs. The three jacks, however, are supposed to warn her to beware of false friends. The Nine of Diamonds, some great annoyance, overcome by some good and amiable person, represented by the Queen of Hearts. The two aces, notice of a plot. Taking the cards in the order they lay. The King of Clubs, a frank, open-hearted man, Ace of Spades, fond of gaiety and pleasure, is disliked by Jack of Diamonds, an unfaithful friend, Nine of Diamonds, who seeks to injure him. The Ace of Hearts, a love letter, Jack of Hearts, from a gay young bachelor to a fair, amiable woman, Queen of Hearts, causes King of Spades, a lawyer, to endeavor to injure the clever Jack of Clubs, enterprising young man, who is saved from him by the King of Hearts, a good and powerful man. Nevertheless, as the Jack of Clubs is placed between two similar cards, he has run great risk of being imprisoned through the machinations of his enemy. The second parcel, the present, containing the Ten of Diamonds, Nine of Spades, Eight of Spades, Queen of Diamonds, Queen of Clubs, Eight of Hearts, Seven of Spades, Ten of Spades, Queen of Spades, Eight of Diamonds, signifies the Ten of Diamonds, a voyage or journey, at that moment taking place, Nine of Spades, caused by the death or dangerous illness of someone, Eight of Spades, whose state will occasion great grief, Queen of Diamonds, to fair woman, the Queen of Clubs, an affectionate woman, seeks to console, Eight of Hearts, a fair young girl, who is the person making the essay, Seven of Spades, who has secret griefs, Ten of Spades, causing her many tears, Queen of Spades. These are occasioned by the conduct of either a dark woman or a widow, who, Eight of Diamonds, is her rival. The third packet of cards, the future, we will supposed to contain the Eight of Clubs, Ten of Clubs, Seven of Diamonds, Ten of Hearts, Seven of Clubs, Nine of Hearts, Ace of Diamonds, Jack of Spades, Seven of Hearts, and the Nine of Clubs, which would read thus. In the first place, the large number of small cards foretells success in enterprises, although the presence of three sevens predicts an illness. The Eight of Clubs, a dark young girl, Ten of Clubs, is about to inherit a large fortune, Seven of Diamonds, but her satirical disposition will destroy, Ten of Hearts, all her happiness, Seven of Clubs, a little money, and Nine of Hearts, much joy, Ace of Hearts, will be announced to the person making the essay by a letter, and Jack of Spades, a wild young man, Seven of Hearts, will be overjoyed at receiving, Nine of Clubs, some unexpected tidings. The cards of surprise, viz., the King of Diamonds and the Ace of Clubs, predict that a letter will be received from some military man and that it will contain money. The matrimonial oracle. In the case of consultation upon the subject of marriages in general, the consultant should be withdrawn from the pack, inasmuch as it is necessary that the couple should be of the same color. In order that a marriage be formed, should the young lady be a blonde who consults the oracle upon questions of marriage, she should pick out the Jack of Hearts and the Queen of Hearts, and taking these two cards from out of the pack, place them aside, then let her shuffle the cards well, and again pick out 11, which are in like manner set aside. Then take up the Jack and Queen of Hearts and replace them among the remaining cards in the pack, shuffle them again, place them in succession in a line from right to left. It is necessary so that the marriage be an accomplished fact that a quint or five cards in hearts appear in the layout, and if it be found at the end of the deal at your left, the marriage will be a certainty. But should the Nine of Diamonds or the Seven of Spades be placed in front, the marriage will be most certainly delayed. Should the Nine of Diamonds alone appear, the delay will be not over serious. But should, in place of these cards, there be found the King of Spades inverted or three tens, the marriage will never come off. If the lady be a brunette, she will take the Jack of Clubs, and if very dark, the Jack of Spades as her representative husband, and represent herself by a queen of corresponding color, always taking care that the card ordinarily used as the consultant be retired from the pack. Should a widow desire to contract a second marriage, she represents herself as the Queen of Clubs and her future husband as the King of Clubs, which cards should be retired and placed aside. Then the pack is shuffled well and dealt upon the table, face downward, in five rows. Take these up again in a reversed manner, shuffle them well, and cause the consultant to cut and to select 11 from the pack, which are to be put aside. Then retake the king and queen of clubs and place them among the remainder of the pack once the 11 have been withdrawn. Shuffle well and again let them be cut, and then deal, placing the first one dealt upon the table directly in front of you in an isolated position. This is the surprise. Deal the others and place them in a single line below the surprise card on the table, ranging from right to left, one by one. Turn over all the cards except the surprise, which is only to be consulted after the rest. Read the cards, thus placed likewise from right to left, and study their significations well. It is necessary, in order that the widow's desire for a second marriage be successful, that the queen of spades come out inverted, that the king of the same color likewise appear, and that the jack of spades be at the side of the ace of spades or of hearts, and under this combination, her second marriage is an assured fact. Should the ace of spades emerge near the jack, it will also be necessary that the ace of hearts come out to effect an alliance, but if the consultant have three tens before her, the marriage will not occur, and should the nine of spades come out, it denotes absolute failure. Again, if instead of these cards the eight of clubs and the eight of hearts appear, the marriage will be a great success. Great care should be observed in noticing whether three eights appear behind the consultant, for in that instance, the marriage will not be a happy one. The star method, the star method, the star method. We will suppose the person making the essay to be a widow and consequently represented by the queen of spades. This card is therefore to be withdrawn from the pack and laid face uppermost upon the table. The remaining 31 cards are then to be well shuffled, cut, the topmost card withdrawn and placed lengthwise and face uppermost above the head of the queen of spades. The cards are to be shuffled, cut, and the topmost card withdrawn 12 more times, the manner of their arrangement being this: the queen of spades in the center, the first card lengthwise above her head, the second ditto at her feet, the third on her right side, the fourth on her left, the fifth placed upright above the first, the sixth ditto below the second, the seventh at the right of the third, the eighth at the left of the fourth, the ninth, tenth, 11th, and 12th at the four corners, and the 13th across the center card, the queen of spades thus forming a star. See engraving. We will suppose the 14th card to be the queen of spades, which represents the person making the essay. Then 1, ace of hearts, 2, king of clubs, 3, 10 of clubs, 4, 9 of diamonds, 5, queen of clubs, 6, 8 of hearts, 7, 10 of spades, 8, jack of clubs, 9, 7 of clubs, 10, 10 of hearts, 11, jack of diamonds, 12, 8 of diamonds, 13, 9 of clubs. These being placed at right angles, the person consulting them takes them up two by two, beginning with those last laid down, the first card, 12, the eight of diamonds, and the one in the opposite corner, viz., 11, the jack of diamonds. Read. Overtures will be made jack of diamonds by a fair young man. Next two cards, 10 and 9, 10 of hearts, which will prove unsuccessful, 7 of clubs on account of something connected with money. Next two cards, 8 and 7, the jack of clubs, a clever, dark young man, 10 of spades, will be greatly grieved by. 6, 8 of hearts, a fair girl to whom he is attached. Next two cards, 5 and 4, the queen of clubs, a dark woman, 9 of diamonds, will be annoyed at not receiving 3, 10 of clubs, a sum of money. Next two cards, 2 and 1, the king of clubs, which was to have been sent her by a generous dark man who is fond of obliging his friends, ace of hearts. It will at last arrive accompanied by a love letter. 13th card placed across the queen of spades, 9 of clubs, and b the cause of unexpected gain to the person consulting the cards. Shorter star method. The shorter and simpler star method surrounds the card representing the person trying his or her fortune with a less number of cards. The cards are shuffled and cut as before described, and the topmost one withdrawn, we will suppose the center card to be the jack of clubs, representing a dark young man. The first topmost one proves to be the ace of clubs and is placed above the head of the jack. The second, the eight of hearts, is placed at his feet. The third, the jack of diamonds, at his right. The fourth, the queen of spades, at his left. These are now read, ace of clubs. You will soon receive a letter which will give you great pleasure. Eight of hearts, from a fair girl, jack of diamonds, a man in uniform, queen of spades, and a malicious widow will seek to injure you on that very account. Wishes, having finished all the different methods of laying the cards, various indications will now be given, which are supposed to show whether the one who is consulting will obtain his or her wish. These are done in various methods, and each is given in order. Wish no. I, the pack of 32 selected cards having been well shuffled and cut, proceed by turning them up by threes if an ace appears amongst the three. Those three cards must be taken out, and if the nine of hearts and the significator appear, they must also be taken out with the cards that accompany them. This operation has to be repeated 3 times, and if in the 3 times the 4 aces, the significator, and the 9 of hearts come out in 11 or 9 cards, then the wish is taken to be certain. If they do not appear under 12 or 15, it is said the wish will not come to pass. 2. Make the meaning perfectly clear. We will suppose that a dark man, represented by the King of Clubs, is making the essay. Having well shuffled and cut the cards, they must be turned up in 3s. In the first come the King of Diamonds, Ace of Spades, and King of Clubs, the person who is making the essay. The next 3 are King and Queen of Spades and 10 of Diamonds. These are useless. The next 3, the 10 of Hearts, 6 of Diamonds, and King of Hearts, these are laid on one side, then the 7 and 8 of Spades and Ace of Diamonds. These are withdrawn and are put over the other 3, with the Ace and Significator. The next 3, 9 of Diamonds, 8 of Clubs, and Ace of Clubs, these come out. Likewise, the Jack of Clubs, 10 of Spades, and Ace of Hearts, and the 2 left are the Jack of Spades and 9 of Hearts. The other cards are useless. 14 cards are now left. They are shuffled and cut, and again dealt in 3s. The Ace of Spades, 9 of Hearts, King of Spades remain. The next 3, 10 of Spades, Ace of Hearts, and 9 of Diamonds also remain. The following, triplet, King of Diamonds, King of Clubs, and Jack of Clubs all come out. The 7 of Spades, Ace of Diamonds, and 8 of Clubs remain, as also the 2 last, 8 of Spades and Ace of Clubs. This makes 11 cards, so that the wish is considered to be gained. But if it is tried the 3rd time and more cards come out, then it is supposed that it will be very speedily accomplished. Wish no. Shuffle and cut the pack of 32 selected cards. Put them together and turn up in 3s. Supposing there should be 2 of one suit and 1 of another, the highest is taken out. Should there be 3 of one suit, all are to be withdrawn and laid on the table in front of the dealer in the shape of a semicircle or horseshoe. If 3 of equal value, such as 3 kings or 3 tens, they are likewise to come out. The pack is gone through, then shuffled and cut again. When the end of the pack is arrived at, this is repeated a 3rd time, acting in the same manner. Now count from the significator. Or if that should not appear naturally, use the jack, which is taken to represent the thoughts of the person consulting. 7 are counted each way till it is come back to, then the cards are paired from end to end, being read as arrived at. Then all the cards are shuffled together, cut in 3, and dealt out in packets of 4 face downward. Each packet is taken up and looked through, the cards being turned up one by one till an ace is come to. Should there be no ace in the parcel, it is put on one side. It is useless. The cards are shuffled and cut again, being turned up as before and dealt in 3 packets, stopping each time at the ace as before. The 3rd time they are shuffled but not cut and dealt in packets of 2 and proceeded with as before. Should the 4 aces in the last deal turn up without another card, the wish is supposed to be sure and to come at once. If they come out with hearts or diamonds, there will be some delay, but if the 9 or 7 of spades makes its appearance with the aces, then it is said to be a sign of disappointment. Wish no. A pack is taken of 32 selected cards and cut with the left hand. 13 cards are then dealt out. If amongst these is to be found one or more aces, lay them aside. The remaining ones are shuffled and cut, and 13 again dealt. The aces are withdrawn as before and again shuffled, cut, and dealt. If in these 3 deals all 4 aces make their appearance, it is supposed that the wish will be granted. If all the aces come at the 1st deal, the answer is taken to be in the highest degree favorable. If in the 3 times only 1 or 2 appear, it is considered that the wish will not be granted. Wish no. A pack of 32 selected cards is shuffled and cut, the consultant wishing all the time. They are laid out in 2 rows of 4 each, face downwards. When 2 pairs come up, they must be covered by the cards held in the dealer's hand. Should it be possible to cover each pair, such as 2 kings, 2 queens, etc., it is supposed that the wish will be granted. If the cards do not pair easily, it is said the wish will not come to pass, or, at any rate, not for a long period. The following is taken to show whether the wish will be granted. The cards are well shuffled, the consultant keeping his thoughts all the time fixed upon whatever wish he may have formed. The cards are cut once, and the card cut is noted. They are shuffled again and dealt out into 3 parcels, each of these being examined in turn, and if it is found that the card turned up next, either the one representing the dealer or the person who is consulting him, the Ace of Hearts or the 9 of Hearts, it is said that the wish will be granted. If it be in the same parcel with any of these without being next to them, it is supposed there is a chance of the wish coming to pass at some more distant period, but if the 9 of Spades makes its appearance, it is taken that a disappointment is possible. Wish no. The pack of 32 selected cards, as in the foregoing method, is taken, shuffled, and cut. Then, the The four aces are taken out, the significator or the person for whom the dealer is acting, and anything he wants to know about, such as money, then the 10 of diamonds would be selected. If about a man, any king. If about a woman, any queen. If about business, the 10 of clubs. These are shuffled after, having been withdrawn, without cutting, and the 9 of spades, which is the disappointment card, is also added to the aces, etc., in all 7 cards, laying them face downwards on the table. Then the remainder are taken, shuffled well, and turned up in threes twice, the one following being the 7th. The pack is gone through like this, and when the 9 of hearts appears, whatever number that falls, on in the 25 cards remaining. When 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 7, it must fall on the card drawn out by the 7 cards abstracted. Thus, if it should fall on number 1, and that happens, on an ace, it is favorable, and if he should chance on an ace, or his wish, or anything but the disappointment card 9 of spades, the wish will be realized. First of all, the 4 aces are taken out, and the 9 of spades, the disappointment card. Then, supposing the dealer is acting for a fair man or a soldier who is anxious to know whether he will get his wish. We will imagine he has invested a sum of money and he wishes to know whether it is a good one, or that he hopes for a legacy and is anxious to know if he will get it. The King of Diamonds, representing the fair man, and the 10 of Diamonds, the money card, should therefore be taken out. These are added to the 4 aces and the 9 of spades. These are well shuffled but not cut and laid face downwards on the table like the following. These represent the 4 aces, the disappointment card, and the inquirer and his wish. The remaining cards are now taken and turned up 3 at a time. We will suppose the first 3 are the 9, 7, and 8 of clubs, the next 3 the 10 and jack of hearts and 8 of diamonds, and the 7th card the queen of clubs. These are passed by. Begin again, counting 1. We will suppose the next 3 are the 8 of spades, the 7 of clubs, and the 9 of hearts. 3 are then counted from those laid face downwards on the table, and that card is turned up. We will suppose that to be the King of Diamonds. The cards turned up by 3s are gathered together and shuffled, and turned up by 7s as before. Should the 9 of hearts fall on the 4th card the second time that is to be turned up, we will suppose that to be the Ace of Diamonds. Proceed again as B4, and this time we will imagine the 9 of hearts to fall on the 7th. This may be the 10 of diamonds, so that it could be said to the persons consulting that it is said he will get his wish. But supposing the 9 of hearts to fall on the 5th card, and that turns out to be the 9 of spades, he will be disappointed. And should it happen that, in the first reading, the 9 of hearts should come on, we will say the first card, which might prove the 9 of spades, then it is no use continuing the 3 times, as it is supposed there is no chance whatever of the wish being realized. Wish no. VI, the whole pack of 52 cards is taken, shuffled, and cut in 2 packets. They are now laid out face uppermost in 3 rows of 4 cards each, in all 12 cards. If in the first 12 cards any court cards appear, they are taken out, filling up the spaces with fresh cards. Should these again be court cards, they are abstracted as before, filling in the spaces as described. If not, they are thus counted. 11 must be made up of any 2 cards, such as an ace and 10, ace counting as 1 and covered, or 2 and 9, each card being covered as counted. 3 and 8, 4 and 7, 5 and 6, etc. If a court card appears, it is a stop and counts as nothing. If, as the cards are covered, 11 can be made out of any of the 2 cards and continued to the end, exhausting all the cards, it is taken that the wish will be gained. In that case, all the court cards ought to be on the top, as those cast aside at first are used at the last to cover each 2 cards as they count 11. If the court cards cannot be got to come out at the end, the wish is supposed to be delayed, and if 11 cannot be made from nearly the beginning, it is said the wish will not be realized at all. To explain the meaning more clearly, the following diagram is given. We will suppose they are as follows. There are now removed the 3 court cards, viz., the Jack of Clubs in the first row, the Jack of Diamonds in the second, and the King of Diamonds in the third. These are replaced by the 9 of Clubs in the first row, 5 of Spades in the second, and 6 of Hearts in the third. The cards are now to be covered. In the first row, 4 and 7 of Spades, making respectively 11 covered by 10 of Clubs and 10 of Spades. 11 is now made, where possible, from all 3 rows. In the second row will be found the 6 and 5 of spades. These are covered by 2 and 1 of clubs. In the third row, 1 of clubs and 10 of hearts covered by 7 of diamonds and 3 of spades. In the same row, 5 of diamonds and 6 of hearts covered by the 2 of diamonds and king of hearts. In the first and second rows, 9 of clubs and 2 of spades covered by the 4 and 8 of diamonds. In the second row, 3 and 8 of diamonds covered by the Jack of Hearts and Queen of Clubs. In the first and second row, the 1 and 10 of Spades, covered by the 3 of Hearts and 3 of Spades. In the first and third rows, 4 of Clubs and 7 of Diamonds, covered by the 10 of Diamonds and 9 of Hearts. In the third row, 9 of Hearts and 2 of Diamonds, covered by the 5 of Clubs and Ace of Diamonds. In the first and third rows, 10 of Clubs and Ace of Diamonds, covered by the 7 of Hearts and Queen of Diamonds. In the first row, 4 of Diamonds and 7 of Hearts, covered by the 8 and 5 of Hearts. In the first and third rows, 8 of Hearts and 3 of Clubs, covered by the 7 of Clubs and Jack of Spades. In the first and second rows, 7 of Clubs and 4 of Hearts, covered by the 2 of Clubs and 8 of Spades. In the first and second rows, the 3 of Hearts and 8 of Spades, covered by the King and 9 of Spades. In the first row, 2 of Clubs and 9 of Spades, covered by the Ace of Hearts and 6 of Diamonds. In the first row, again, the Ace of Hearts and 10 of Diamonds, covered by the 2 of Hearts and 6 of Clubs. In the first and third rows, 5 and 6 of Clubs, covered by the 9 of Diamonds and Queen of Hearts. In the first row, 5 of Hearts and 6 of Diamonds, covered by the King and 8 of Clubs. Then in the first and second rows, the 8 of Clubs and 3 of Spades, as there is only one card remaining, viz., the Queen of Spades. The 3 other cards to be covered, those put aside at first, are taken up, the last 2 to be covered being the 9 of Diamonds and 2 of Hearts, covered by the Jack of Diamonds and Jack of Clubs. In this case, the wish is supposed to be realized, but in some cases it will be found that it has not made up the number 11 in the 2 cards, and then it is taken that the wish may be either delayed or not fulfilled. Curious games with cards, by which fortunes are told in a most singular and diverting manner. Lovers, hearts, 4 young persons but not more may play at this game, or 3 by making a dummy hand. This game is played exactly the same in every game, making the queen, which is called Venus, above the ace. The ace in this game only stands for 1, and hearts must be let off by the person next, the dealer. He or she who gets most tricks this way, each taking up their own and no partnership, is supposed to have most lovers, and the king and queen of hearts in one hand is said to denote matrimony at hand. But woe to the unlucky one who gets no tricks at the deal or does not hold a heart in his or her hand. To them are ascribed misfortune in love and long tarry before they marry, love's lottery. Let each one present deposit any sum agreed on, or a certain number of counters, put a complete pack of cards well shuffled in a bag, let the parties stand in a circle, and the bag being handed round, each draw 3 pairs of any kind are supposed to be favorable omens of some good fortune about to occur to the party and get back from the pool the sum that each agreed to pay. The King of Hearts is here made the god of love, and claims double and professes to give a faithful swain to the fair one who has the good fortune to draw him. If Venus, the Queen of Hearts, is with him, it is the conquering prize and clears the pool. 5s and 9s are reckoned crosses and misfortunes, and pay a forfeit of the sum agreed on to the pool, besides the usual stipend at each new game. 3 9s at 1 draw is supposed to portend the lady will be an old maid. 3 5s a bad husband. Matrimony, let 3, 5, or 7 young women stand in a circle and draw a card out of a bag. It is taken that she who gets the highest card will be the first married of the company, whether she be at the present time maid, wife, or widow, and she who has the lowest has the longest time to stay ere the sun shines on her wedding day. She who draws the Ace of Spades will never bear the name of wife, and she who has the 9 of Hearts in this trial will have 1 lover too many to her sorrow. Cupid's pastime. Amusement may be caused by this game to all those playing, and at the same time it is supposed that some curious particulars may be learned concerning the future fates of the consultants. Several may play at the game, it requiring no special number, only leaving out 9 cards on the table, not exposed to view. Each person puts a trifling sum in the pool, and the dealer double. The Ace of Diamonds is made principal and takes all the other aces, etc. 2s and 3s in hand are said to show luck. 4s, a continuance in the present state. 5s, trouble. 6s, profit. 7s, worries. 8s, disappointment. 9s, surprises. 10s, settlements. Jacks, sweethearts, kings and queens, friends and acquaintances. Ace of Spades, death. Ace of Clubs, a letter. And the Ace of Diamonds with 10 of Hearts, marriage. The Ace of Diamonds being played first, or should it be amongst the 9, the dealer calls for the Queen of Hearts, which takes next. If the Ace be not out, and the Queen conquers, it is supposed that the person who played her will be married that year. Without a doubt, though it may perhaps seem unlikely at that time, but if she loses her queen, she must wait longer the ace and queen being called, the rest go in rotation as at whist, kings taking, queens, queens, jacks, and so on, and the more tricks taken, the more money the winner gets off the board. On the division, those who hold the nine of spades are to pay a penny to the board, and it is said they will have some trouble, but the fortunate fair one who holds the queen and jack of hearts in the same hand is supposed soon to be married, or if she is already within the pale of matrimony, a great rise in life by means of her husband. Those who hold the ace of diamonds and queen of hearts clear the money off the board and end that game. It also professes to betoken great prosperity. Wedding bells, you select the four kings from a pack and lay them side by side in a row upon the table. The lady who wishes to know her fortune gives to each of these cards the name of some gentleman of her acquaintance who might be likely to woo her in marriage. It is usual to pronounce these names aloud before the company. The name given to the king of hearts is, however, an exception. This secret the lady keeps to herself, to these four kings. You can also add a queen, which then denotes the old maid. Now take the rest of the pack, shuffle it thoroughly, let the person in question cut three times, and commence. Under each of the above named picture cards, you lay a card in turn, and as often as a spade is placed under a spade, a heart under a heart, etc. That is, as often as a card of the same suit is placed under one of these picture cards, the picture card is turned from its position. The first time it takes a direction from left to right, the second time it lies upside down, the third time it is raised again to a position from right to left, and the fourth and last time it regains its former upright position. That one of the four kings who, after these different changes, first resumes his upright position, is to be the happy husband. If it should happen to be the old maid, you can imagine what is in store for you. Marriage questions. After having learned from the cards who is to be the husband, the questions next asked are, usually, how much will he love his wife, why he marries her, and what is his profession? These questions are answered in the following manner. Gather up the cards, shuffle them thoroughly, and let the person cut them three times. Then tell off the cards upon the table as you recite the following sentence, heartily, painfully, beyond all measure, by fits and starts. Not a bit in the world, you repeat this sentence until the king of hearts makes his appearance. If it happens that, as you lay this upon the table, you pronounce the word heartily, he will love his future wife heartily, and so on. Now as to why he marries her. Count off the cards upon the table while you repeat the following sentence: for love, for her beauty, for his parents' command, for the bright golden dollars, for counsel of friends. The sentence by which you discover what is his profession is the following: gentleman, alderman, clergyman, doctor, merchant, broker, professor, major, mechanic, lawyer, shipmaster, tailor. This method of telling fortunes is very entertaining in society when you have not the book to find more particular answers. The SHREWSBURY popular entertainment BOOKS Gypsy Witch Dream Book by the Queen of the Romanies. 160 pages, paper covers, price 30 cents, edited by Carlton B. Case. The completeness of this work is attested by its numerous exclusive interpretations of dreams based upon modern subjects, as the aeroplane, automobile, baseball, cabaret, chauffeur, football, golf, manicure, moving pictures, phonograph, tango, turkey trot, telephone, typewriter, wireless, and many others, found in no other similar work. The best of the old and all the new interpretations are given. Whether you take your dreams seriously or find in their decipherment merely a pleasant pastime, you will appreciate the perfection of this newest and most complete dream dictionary, Some Irish Smiles, by Carlton B. Case. 160 pages, paper covers, price 30 cents, a volume of genuine Irish humor with several hearty laughs to every page, a book to be read and passed along to one's chums that all may enjoy its fun. The wit of our friends from the Emerald Isle is proverbial, and none is so ready to see and appreciate the point of it as the American. Its humor is so spontaneous that it creates laughter in spite of oneself, and that is the kind of wit all of us prefer. This little 160-page book is for laughing purposes only and will be carefully read from cover to cover by every purchaser. Shrewsbury Publishing Co., Publishers, 526 W 26 Cent, New York. End of the project. GUTMBRGEBOOK Telling FORTUNESBYCARDS asterisk. Updated editions will replace the previous one. The old editions will be renamed. Creating the works from print editions not protected by U.S. copyright law means that no one owns a United States copyright in these works. So the foundation and you can copy and distribute it in the United states without permission and without paying copyright, royalties. Special rules set forth in the general terms of use part of this license apply to copying and distributing project. Gutenberg trademark electronic works to protect the project GUTMBRGTM, concept and trademark. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark and may not be used if you charge for an ebook, except by following the terms of the trademark license, including paying royalties for use of the Project Gutenberg trademark. If you do not charge anything for copies of this ebook, complying with the trademark license is very easy. You may use this ebook for nearly any purpose, such as creation of derivative works, reports, performances, and research. Project Gutenberg ebooks may be modified and printed and given away. You may do practically anything in the United States with ebooks not protected by U.S. copyright law. Redistribution is subject to the trademark license, especially commercial redistribution. Start full license. The full Project GUTMBRGTM license. Please read this before you distribute or use this work to protect the Project Gutenberg trademark mission of promoting the free distribution of electronic works by using or distributing this work, or any other work associated in any way with the phrase Project Gutenberg. You agree to comply with all the terms of the full Project Gutenberg license available with this file or online at www.gutenberg.org/license. Section 1. General Terms of Use and Redistributing Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. 1. A. By reading or using any part of this Project Gutenberg electronic work, you indicate that you have read, understand, agree to, and accept all the terms of this license and intellectual property trademark copyright agreement. If you do not agree to abide by all the terms of this agreement, you must cease using and return or destroy all copies of Project Gutenberg electronic works in your possession. If you paid a fee for obtaining a copy of or access to a Project Gutenberg electronic work and you do not agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement, you may obtain a refund from the person or entity to whom you paid the fee as set forth in paragraph 1E8, 1B. Project Gutenberg is a registered trademark. It may only be used on or associated in any way with an electronic work by people who agree to be bound by the terms of this agreement. There are a few things that you can do with most Project Gutenberg electronic works, even without complying with the full terms of this agreement. C. Paragraph 1C below. There are a lot of things you can do with Project Gutenberg electronic works if you follow the terms of this agreement and help preserve free future access to Project Gutenberg electronic works. See paragraph 1E below 1C. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the Foundation or PGLAF, owns a compilation copyright in the collection of Project Gutenberg electronic works. Nearly all the individual works in the collection are in the public domain in the United States. If an individual work is unprotected by copyright law in the United States and you are located in the United States, we do not claim a right to prevent you from copying, distributing, performing, displaying, or creating derivative works based on the work as long as all references to Project Gutenberg are removed. Of course, we hope that you will support the Project Gutenberg mission of promoting free access to electronic works by freely sharing Project Gutenberg works in compliance with the terms of this agreement for keeping the Project Gutenberg name associated with the work. You can easily comply with the terms of this agreement by keeping this work in the same format with its attached full Project Gutenberg license when you share it without charge with others. 1D. The copyright laws of the place where you are located also govern what you can do with this work. Copyright laws in most countries are in a constant state of change. If you are outside the United States, check the laws of your country in addition to the terms of this agreement before downloading, copying, displaying, performing, distributing, or creating derivative works based on this work or any other Project Gutenberg work. The Foundation makes no representations concerning the copyright status of any work in any country other than the United States. 1E. Unless you have removed all references to Project Gutenberg, 1E1, the following sentence with active links to or other immediate access to the full Project Gutenberg license must appear prominently whenever any copy of a Project Gutenberg work, any work on which the phrase Project Gutenberg appears or with which the phrase Project Gutenberg is associated, is accessed, displayed, performed, viewed, copied, or distributed. This ebook is for the use of anyone anywhere in the United States and most other parts of the world at no cost and with almost no restrictions whatsoever. You may copy it, give it away, or reuse it under the terms of the Project Gutenberg trademark license included with this ebook or online at www.gutenberg.org. If you are not located in the United States, you will have to check the laws of the country where you are located before using this ebook. 1. E2. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is derived from texts not protected by U.S. copyright law, does not contain a notice indicating that it is posted with permission of the copyright holder, the work can be copied and distributed to anyone in the United States without paying any fees or charges. If you are redistributing or providing access to a work with the phrase Project Gutenberg associated with or appearing on the work, you must comply either with the requirements of paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 or obtain permission for the use of the work and the Project Gutenberg trademark as set forth in paragraphs 1E8 or 1E9. 1E3. If an individual Project Gutenberg electronic work is posted with the permission of the copyright holder, your use and distribution must comply with both paragraphs 1E1 through 1E7 and any additional terms imposed by the copyright holder. Additional terms will be linked to the Project Gutenberg license for all works posted with the permission of the copyright holder found at the beginning of this work. 1E4. Do not unlink or detach or remove the full Project Gutenberg license terms from this work or any files containing a part of this work or any other work associated with Project Gutenberg. 1E5. Do not copy, display, perform, distribute, or redistribute this electronic work or any part of this electronic work without prominently displaying the sentence set forth in paragraph 1E1 with active links or immediate access to the full terms of the Project Gutenberg license. 1E6. You may convert to and distribute this work in any binary, compressed, marked up, non-proprietary or proprietary form, including any word processing or hypertext form. However, if you provide access to or distribute copies of a Project Gutenberg work in a format other than plain vanilla ASCII or other format used in the official version posted on the official Project Gutenberg website, www.gutenberg.org, you must, at no additional cost, fee, or expense to the user, provide a copy, a means of exporting a copy, or a means of obtaining a copy upon request of the work in its original plain vanilla ASCII or other. Any alternate format must include the full Project Gutenberg license as specified in paragraph 1E1, 1E7. Do not charge a fee for access to, viewing, displaying, performing, copying, or distributing any Project Gutenberg works, unless you comply with paragraph 1E8 or 1E9. 1E8. You may charge a reasonable fee for copies of or providing access to or distributing Project Gutenberg electronic works, provided that you pay a royalty fee of 20% of the gross profits you derive from the use of Project Gutenberg works calculated using the method you already use to calculate your applicable taxes. The fee is owed to the owner of the Project Gutenberg trademark, but he has agreed to donate royalties under this paragraph to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Royalty payments must be paid within 60 days following each date on which you prepare or are legally required to prepare your periodic tax returns. Royalty payments should be clearly marked as such and sent to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation at the address specified in Section 4, Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. You provide a full refund of any money paid by a user who notifies you in writing or by email within 30 days of receipt that /he does not agree to the terms of the full Project Gutenberg trademark license. You must require such a user to return or destroy all copies of the works possessed in a physical medium and discontinue all use of and all access to other copies of Project Gutenberg trademark works you provide, in accordance with paragraph 1F3, a full refund of any money paid for a work or a replacement copy if a defect in the electronic work is discovered and reported to you within 90 days of receipt of the work. You comply with all other terms of this agreement for free distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark works. 1E9. If you wish to charge a fee or distribute a Project Gutenberg trademark electronic work or group of works on different terms than are set forth in this agreement, you must obtain permission in writing from the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the manager of the Project Gutenberg trademark Contact the Foundation as set forth in Section 3 below 1F1F1. Project Gutenberg volunteers and employees expend considerable effort to identify, do copyright research on, transcribe, and proofread. Works not protected by U.S. copyright law in creating the project Gutenberg Trademark Collection. Despite these efforts, Project Gutenberg trademark, electronic works, and the medium on which they may be stored may contain defects, such as, but not limited to, incomplete, inaccurate, or corrupt data, transcription errors, a copyright or other, intellectual property infringement, a defective or damaged disk or other medium, a computer virus or computer codes that damage or cannot be read by your equipment. 1F2. Limited warranty, disclaimer of DAMAGES, except for the right of replacement or refund described in paragraph 1F3, the project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, the owner of the project Gutenberg trademark, and any other party distributing a project Gutenberg trademark electronic work under this agreement, disclaim all liability to you for damages, costs, and expenses, including legal fees. You agree that you have no remedies for negligence, strict liability, breach of warranty, or breach of contract except those provided in paragraph 1F3. You agree that the foundation, THE, trademark owner, and any distributor under this agreement will not be liable to you for actual, direct, indirect, consequential, punitive, or incidental damages, even if you give notice of the possibility of such damage. 1F3. Limited right of replacement or refund. If you discover a defect in this electronic work within 90 days of receiving it, you can receive a refund of the money, if any, you paid for it by sending a written explanation to the person you received the work from. If you received the work on a physical medium, you must return the medium with your written explanation. The person or entity that provided you with the defective work may elect to provide a replacement copy in lieu of a refund. If you received the work electronically, the person or entity providing it to you may choose to give you a second opportunity to receive the work electronically in lieu of a refund. If the second copy is also defective, you may demand a refund in writing without further opportunities to fix the problem. 1F4. Except for the limited right of replacement or refund set forth in paragraph 1F3, this work is provided to you as is with no other warranties of any kind, express or implied, including but not limited to warranties of merchantability or fitness for any purpose. 1F5. Some states do not allow disclaimers of certain implied warranties or the exclusion or limitation of certain types of damages. If any disclaimer or limitation set forth in this agreement violates the law of the state applicable to this agreement, the agreement shall be interpreted to make the maximum disclaimer or limitation permitted by the applicable state law. The invalidity or unenforceability of any provision of this agreement shall not void the remaining provisions. 1F6. Indemnity. You agree to indemnify and hold the foundation, the trademark owner, any agent or employee of the foundation, anyone, providing copies of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works in accordance with this agreement, and any volunteers associated with the production, promotion, and distribution of Project Gutenberg trademark electronic works, harmless from all liability, costs, and expenses, including legal fees that arise directly or indirectly from any of the following which you do or cause to occur. A, distribution of this or any Project Gutenberg work. B, alteration, modification, or additions or deletions to any Project Gutenberg work. And C, any defect you cause. Section 2. Information about the mission of Project Gutenberg. Project Gutenberg is synonymous with the free distribution of electronic works in formats readable by the widest variety of computers, including obsolete, old, middle-aged, and new computers. It exists because of the efforts of hundreds of volunteers and donations from people in all walks of life. Volunteers and financial support to provide volunteers with the assistance they need are critical to reaching Project Gutenberg goals and ensuring that the Project Gutenberg collection will remain freely available for generations to come. In 2001, the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation was created to provide a secure and permanent future for Project Gutenberg and future generations. To learn more about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation and how your efforts and donations can help, see Sections 3 and 4 and the Foundation Information page at www.gutenberg.org, Section 3. Information about the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. The Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation is a nonprofit, 501(c)(3) educational corporation organized under the laws of the state of Mississippi and granted tax-exempt status by the Internal Revenue Service. The foundation's EIN, or federal tax identification, number is 64622-1541. Contributions to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation are tax deductible to the full extent permitted by U.S. federal laws and your state's laws. The foundation's business office is located at 41 Watchung Plaza 516, Montclair NJ 7042, USA, plus 1-862-621-9288. Email contact links and up. To-date contact information can be found at the foundation's website. An official page at www.gutenberg.org/contact. Section 4. Information about donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation. Project Gutenberg trademark depends upon and cannot survive without widespread public support and donations to carry out its mission of increasing the number of public domain and licensed works that can be freely distributed in machine-readable form accessible by the widest array of equipment, including outdated equipment. Many small donations, $1 to $5,000, are particularly important to maintaining tax-exempt status with the IRS. The foundation is committed to complying with the laws regulating charities and charitable donations in all 50 states of the United States. Compliance requirements are not uniform, and it takes a considerable effort, much paperwork, and many fees to meet and keep up with these requirements. We do not solicit donations in locations where we have not received written confirmation of compliance. To send donations or determine the status of compliance for any particular state, visit www.gutenberg.org/donate. While we cannot and do not solicit contributions from states where we have not met the solicitation requirements, we know of no prohibition against accepting unsolicited donations from donors in such states who approach us with offers to donate. International donations are gratefully accepted, but we cannot make any statements concerning tax treatment of donations received from outside the United States. U.S. laws alone swamp our small staff. Please check the Project Gutenberg web pages for current donation methods and addresses. Donations are accepted in a number of other ways, including checks, online payments, and credit card donations. To donate, please visit www.gutenberg.org/donate, Section 5. General information about Project Gutenberg Electronic Works. Professor Michael S. Hart was the originator of the Project Gutenberg concept of a library of electronic works that could be freely shared with anyone. For 40 years, he produced and distributed Project Gutenberg ebooks with only a loose network of volunteer support. Project Gutenberg ebooks are often created from several printed editions, all of which are confirmed as not protected by copyright in the U.S. unless a copyright notice is included. Thus, we do not necessarily keep ebooks in compliance with any particular paper edition. Most people start at our website, which has the main PG search facility, www.gutenberg.org. This website includes information about Project Gutenberg, including how to make donations to the Project Gutenberg Literary Archive Foundation, how to help produce our new ebooks, and how to subscribe to our email newsletter to hear about new ebooks. This is the end of the audiobook. Thank you for listening. You can listen to and download more audiobooks at threeords.com.